Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
Red knights of the round table, we dance where we're able. We'll routine to call the scene, to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. Red knights of the round table, our shows are more mid-able. So many times we give and rise, but our quiet don't seem able. We're off to mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm alone.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Sam, sorry.
It is a silly question.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how do you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. Is there ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I am Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
Well, that's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed,
bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
He seizes the turtle. All those who are king seizes the turtle and the knights of the round table.
Was that ant that stood up to me?
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look.
So my brain almost missed that one there because I was like pushing buttons and trying to get everything situated. We don't have the stream over at People for People just yet, but I'm sure we'll get that worked out here. You're listening to Knights of the Round Table at www.shazizradio.com and quite shortly, I'm sure, over to People for People Radio Network as well. It happens once in a while, pushing buttons and all that kind of stuff. So basically, who decides what you think? You know, you think about life and what all's going on out there, and you know, from the first 7 years of your life, you got a natural programming inside you that basically you start mimicking what your family does, and you learn a lot of most of the things the type of person you're going to be might be designed within the first 7 years. Well, there are those individuals out there who kind of want to have you think and act a certain way. So from the moment you're born, you know, you might be advertised to as a child watching cartoons, or and then when you finally make it up to where you go to preschool and, you know, kindergarten and stuff like that, they start, you know, teaching you what they want you to learn. So basically, from the time you're a kid all the way to the time you're an adult, they want you to become basically a worker. You know, they want you to be a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever job career you choose. But they don't really seriously want a whole lot of people who actually think for themselves. And that becomes a problem later on in life because of the fact once your programming set in, you get to points where, you know, you've been told no so many thousands of times that you think, you know, you can't do this and you can't do that. You're not supposed to do this or you're not supposed to do that or whatever, you know. When it comes down to the reality of the deal, that programming actually affects your self-confidence, your conscious ways of thinking, and so much more. These individuals that we keep talking about, you know, the notorious they, who are they? Well, there's people in high places all over the place, corporations and bankers and politicians and, you know, government entities and all that kind of stuff, supposed representatives out there that are wanting to get you to think a certain way, maybe just for election time, get you to think a certain way so that you'll go pull that lever and vote for whatever prospective candidate that they want you to vote for. So, you know, when you ask the question, who decides what you think, you might be surprised that, for the most part, a lot of times it's not you. It's the propaganda, it's the programming, it's the things that you were taught and told that, you know, you're supposed to believe in, the ways that you're supposed to act or dress or look like. And as crazy as it might sound, even going to the movies is part of the programming, because in the movies they can get you to be fearful of all kinds of things. They can get you to believe in things. You know, for example, I mentioned this on Knights of the Round, not on Knights of the Round Table, Mad Science, about, you know, the way that people act about climate change and all that kind of jazz. Well, when you go to a movie, the movie acts to reinforce the dangers of it, you know, makes it all dramatic. The sea levels are rising and the buildings are coming down and there's explosions and people, dying and all this kind of stuff. So it makes it really dramatic. Well, imagine being a child and you go to school and you've been taught in school about this, CO2 causing this climate change, this all global warming is going to get hot and the sea levels, all the ice is going to melt and the sea levels are going to rise. And regardless of what real science says, you are played out with this dramatic story about why it's so important that we get things situated and go to alternative energies and such, because, you know, we got to save the planet and all this kind of stuff. Well, then you go to the movie and you see this in the movie, and the movie's they put this in your mind as well, and now you don't just have, you know, your thoughts about what you were taught in school, but now you have like a positive reinforcement in the background of visualizations of the tragedy that's going to unfold. And so it acts to, you know, instill fear in your heart. So, you know, subconsciously or unconsciously or whatever, you will start to react to that kind of that kind of message. And so when you start to talk to people about all these things, you'll be, you know, really serious about it. You'll be all dramatic. You'll be, you know, thinking, no, this is a dire deal. You know, we got to save the planet. We got to save the whales. We got to save everything, you know. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not into not saving the animals. We overhunt and we overfish and we over, cut trees and all kinds of stuff like that. And there's a lot of things that we could do to work in harmony with nature. But for the agenda purposes, it's not nearly as bad as what you would actually think. It's only as bad as what you were actually told. The thing about it is, your brain is so incredibly powerful. You can imagine all kinds of things. You don't even really have to go nowhere. Somebody can express their words properly and, you know, with great detail. It's like watching a movie inside your mind. It's amazing how powerful your mind is. Your mind is even powerful enough to cause you to hinder yourself. You can suppress yourself. You can depress yourself. You can oppress yourself. You can make yourself so miserable because you can't meet the standards of what somebody said you have to be in order to be successful, or if you're raised in a poor family and your family has been used to struggle, you'll watch that struggle and you'll basically become your family. You'll become what you think and believe in. And so with that said, these entities that we talk about, the notorious, they know how to manipulate societies. They don't want everyone out there being a thinker and being successful and becoming wealthy and all that kind of stuff, because that kind of contrary to what the king wants. You know, the king wants to live up there. You need the king, and you know, you're going to keep on keeping him into his luxurious style of living and good food and, you know, and all that love and support that you give the king, you know, and all that kind of jazz. But in reality, you're just being used by that system, that king or the president or the senators or the congressmen or the representation, you know, parliament members, whatever. You know, these folks, they have a certain lifestyle that they like to lead. And they like being in charge, and they like the notoriety of a public office, and you know, the way that things seem to go well for them. You know, it's there's a saying out there, it's not what you know, but it's who you know, that might determine how successful you become in life. The reality of the matter is, if you constantly tell yourself, well, I can't do this, I don't have enough money, and there's no way that I can be successful, then your chances of ever being successful are getting slimmer and slimmer by each time you actually tell yourself that. And you got a conflict going on inside your mind, and your one part of your mind is telling you it's not possible. The other part of you might be that dreamer that says, yeah, it is possible, and I want to break free from this programming and be able to do this, but I don't know how. And sometimes it takes a little bit of words of wisdom from somebody else to tell you how they was able to do it. Or maybe even just the knowledge of why would anybody want to suppress the system or your brain like that? Why would they want, you know, who am I? I'm nobody. I'm just one single person. I'm not that important. Oh, maybe I am important. It was what that grasshopper was telling the other grasshoppers, that if you let one of them stand up, then they all might stand up. And since those ants outnumber us 100 to 1, our way of life is going to change. That's the whole secret. That's the dirty little secret behind the system, is that they have to keep you believing a certain way. They have to keep you acting a certain way in order for them to be important enough for you to want them around, for you to want to relinquish some of your freedoms and your power over yourself and your families to them, so that they can make the choices for you. So in that instance, it becomes government, the big daddy government, big mama government, that are the ones who are deciding what you think, what they want you to think. And when you talk about news, you know, news used to be, at least we thought news was supposed to be, that, you know, you are taught, you're told information that's relevant to what's going on in the world so that you can be informed about certain situations. But not anymore. Nowadays, it's become a propagandist machine. It's become a way to manipulate the masses into voting a certain way or acting a certain way. And so it's now the media who's deciding what you think. It's not you. You might think that, yeah, I made the choice to vote for them. You sure did make that choice. But the problem is, why would you make a choice if you hadn't had certain informations presented to you in such a manner that now you felt this was a dire situation? I got to vote for this candidate because they want to save the planet. And this candidate over here doesn't believe in climate change or global warming or climate disruption or whatever else they're going to call it, you know. So you'll react to that information that you just got on the table. And so if your mind is not a mind that likes to think, most people have a lazy mind. And that sounds crazy, but it's true. But most people don't like to think. It takes too much effort to think. You can actually feel a temperature difference in your head when you're thinking a lot as opposed to when you're not thinking much. So it's just because you got a lot of electrical impulses going in there. There's a lot of energy being expended. And, you know, it takes a lot to think. That's why sometimes if you think so much, you end up getting a headache. It's the truth, you know. It's like driving your car real hard. But if you don't know that you're the one who's, thinking, if you're just thinking because of information that was presented to you, you could be easily guided and tricked into things that you wouldn't otherwise have chosen had you had the whole entire truth up front. Then they know this thing. That's how they do what they do. They show you shiny things, and you want those shiny things, and they tell you got to have this to get that or whatever. You know, you got to act a certain way. You got to be good and all this kind of stuff. Well, you know, it's not science fiction, folks. It's science fact. They actually have, you know, technologies out there that can, you know, determine what it is you're going to be thinking at any time. We mentioned it one time about a sign that they used for a paranormal show that they could send these signals out that your brain could register as sound when there was no audible sound to the actual sign. You'd hear voices in your head. Now, with that technology in the private market, you can imagine what it'd be like in a military industrial portion of the market. You know, this is a powerful weapon when you can start making people think they're hearing voices in their head. So you might not be crazy. And the movie The Matrix might be closer to reality than you actually think. And maybe it's easier to not know things. I can remember a time before I ever went down the rabbit holes that, you know, life seemed to be, you know, fairly decent. I had my ups and downs, but it was not near as stressful as it was the moment I found out that there were entities out there that might not want my family to be successful. They might not want me to say certain things and the freedoms that I thought that all my family, because I come from a long line of military people. And these individuals had sacrificed a lot of things, you know, in order to be able to protect, you know, their country, their view of, you know, like the American dream and freedom and all this kind of stuff. Well, so they went to war for individuals who had given them information when in reality, if the truth might have been told about, you know, certain circumstances, they might not have been so easily, you know, patriotic and wanting to go. There would have been truths that were told that would say, hey, you know, this isn't right. But they weren't afforded that option. They were told what to believe, and then they were basically programmed that you can't question any order. You know, even the police department, when you go to a police academy and they teach you about you're not supposed to follow unlawful orders, same thing with the military. If there's an unlawful order, you're not supposed to follow it. Now, you actually have that choice. But with an unlawful order and the way that the system has it set up in your head about authority, you're more likely going to follow that unlawful order because you were just doing your job. You were doing what you were told. Your commander said to do this. Unfortunately, when it falls down, it usually falls down on the guy who actually did the deed, and somehow or another, the one that, you know, told you to do it didn't get near the amount of punishment that you got over the deal. Well, I was just following orders. Well, you should have known that's an unlawful order. You shouldn't have done that. So there's a lot of manipulation that goes on in our lives from the time that we're born till the time that we die. There's a lot of manipulation that goes on. And the one who should decide what you think is you. And the things that you believe in can be really powerful determinations on how your destiny will actually unfold, the type of person that you're going to become. And in order to be able to actually start taking control of your life, you first got to realize how powerful you really are. In your mind, in your body, your spirit, your soul, whatever you want to, you know, think about it. It's the way that you think about yourself is going to determine how successful you are. It's going to determine where you make it in life or there or not. And so, you know, this is something we're just trying to hope to touch on. Plus, we also want to touch on the possibility that there are other people out there that are interfering with your destiny by the things that they're doing. They want you to vote a certain way. They want you to go to war for them. They want you to do all kinds of things. And in order for them to do that, they have to use the tricks of the trade, so to speak. They got to be able to figure out ways to manipulate you into believing a certain way. You can tell 100 people a bold-faced lie about one individual. And if you come from a voice of authority, it's more likely these folks are going to believe that that innocent individual is guilty of whatever it is that you just accused them of, even though they did not do it. And even after it has been proven that this individual was perfectly innocent, the stigma is still there. And there are people who have their doubts. Oh, well, he had a really good attorney. He was guilty, but he really did it. And you'll have part of the people thinking this person is a bad person, and the other portion that really know the truth will believe that the individual was innocent all along and was just, an unfortunate victim of whatever, evil deed was put out there. So that's how much power that those words that are coming out of your mouth actually have. You can take and lift somebody's spirit up to the highest reaches of heaven, or lower their spirit down to the lowest reaches of the darkest abyss. That's how powerful your words are. These individuals out there in charge that, who supposedly represent the people and manipulate the people on a regular basis, they know these. There's been years and years of research and all this kind of stuff, and all kinds of ways to control the mind and to get people to act a certain way and do certain things, and not just with words, but with technology and medicines, and it's mind blowing. So you're kind of like on this battlefield of knowledge that people want you to over on their side. They're going to tell you their portion of it and try to manipulate you over there, just like the other side's going to do the same exact thing. And you see this all the time in not just the media industry, but in the sales industry, because, we're going to offer you a better deal. Come over here, come over here. It might not be a better deal, but their words are going to make it sound better. Their program's going to make it look better, whatever. And you're going to fall for whichever one that you fall for. That's unfortunate, because if you had actually had the time to look at both products that you might be interested in, or maybe even a little bit more information about both movies you might want to watch or something like that, you probably would have made an informed decision and been better off for it. You would have went to the, probably the best deal. That ain't to say that you're not going to probably make a few mistakes along the way. That's what we do. We make a lot of mistakes, but those mistakes actually help us out in the long term, because it gives us knowledge about, things that we, messed up last time that we can resolve this time. But the options are getting slimmer these days. It's getting to the point where it's almost exactly like the George Orwell 1984, or the Brave New World from, what's that dude's name, Barbara? I never can remember it.
It's Aldous Huxley.
Yeah, it's insane. But what do you think about all that stuff?
Yeah, well, I love this subject today, because I spent all day yesterday and last night rabbit-holing into some stuff that, it's like the web, the Matrix, right in your face. The Matrix is pretty much, it's sort of like the tentacles of control. I've been looking at sites like Steps Toward Global Mind Control, Revolutionary Steps to Global Tyranny, NSA Mind Control. I've been looking at all this information here, and a lot of it we already know, but there's something here, there's some things way back in 1842, there was this Alfred Lord Tennyson, who had this idea of the universal law, the federation of the world. We call it now global, one world order, And looking at this stuff, this is interesting. I didn't know this, but you maybe didn't know this. I don't think any of us knew this. So, did you know that for decades, only communist leaders would fill the United Nations highest military post. Right?
See, that doesn't surprise me none.
Well, listen, but this goes... So here, listen. So 14 of the 15 men who held this vital post until 1995, and probably into the new century, represented the USSR, and therefore, when American soldiers fought communism in Korea and Vietnam in partnership with the UN, well, the top UN military leaders were communists.
Yeah.
Yeah, no wonder American soldiers fought two futile and deadly wars. So you look at this and you say, well, the question is, how could the public be so deceived? But what we're talking about here, well, we call it incremental, you know, incremental introduction, but here it's called gradualism. The incremental steps that function like the proverbial frog in the pot of slow-heating water. So you become so used to the gradual change that you hardly notice the next step. But this is about the grand vision, supposedly, of global peace, right? Of course, we all want global peace, right?
Yep.
But it's the vision and gradualism. It's basically to motivate and deceive the masses at the same time. Of course, many of the leaders who utilize these strategies have more totalitarian goals in mind. And this is what we're looking at. We're looking at the revolutionary steps toward global tyranny. We have this steps toward global mind control under the banner of, guess what, mental health and education. So we're talking about a system that goes so far back into the 19th century and all through the 1900s and so on. You have the formed by the United States National Committee for Mental Hygiene was formed by Clifford Beers, who had just basically gotten out of 5 years from a primitive insane asylum. And
that really is crazy.
Yeah, well, it is crazy, but you think... So you have... We have the eugenics system. You know, we have the science of power. We have the Tavistock Institute of Medical Psychology, Psychological Warfare, okay? You know, you have the Rockefeller Foundation funded the Kaiser Institute for Psychiatry. You have all this information here in these links. I'll send some of them to you, but it relates back to the Nazis, the Communists, and the Rockefellers, and Racial Hygiene Society, Eugenics, Sexual Sterilization Act, British Columbia's Second Internal Congress of Mental Hygiene. But what this is about, it's mind control. So you're talking about, yeah, and we've often said this, from the time you're a child, a baby born, you start on the track of the controlling factions, the system that is all completely controlled through the education system. I mean, Rockefeller... I don't have this right in front of me right now, but he's the one who put up this the education system, International Bureau of Education. Rockefeller put this together. Okay, he birthed the International Bureau of Education, Rockefeller. So these people they're called the power elite behind the New World Order. This is what we're looking at. It's a chronology of global education, according to them. So when you time you're born, well, it's not just you, it's not just us alive here now, it's your parents, it's your grandparents, okay, it goes way back, prior to actually probably the colonization here of where we are in the United States, over there in Europe and other countries. This system was already put in place. You're going way back. And so here we are today wondering how we got into this position where everybody's going insane. Well, it's not by chance that they're all going insane. It's the plan to put everybody in this insanity to basically drag them into this incrementally, so everybody is losing it. Everybody is going insane. And I want to make a note here of this, one of these information pieces that I found in these links. It's called the fake womb syndrome. You know, like the womb where we all spend time for 9 months in the womb of our mother, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a fake womb syndrome that these people, these elites, the cabal, or the whomever they are, have identified this syndrome called the fake womb syndrome, that they got people pretty much all over the world to basically desire to go back to the womb. What does that mean? Well, there you are comforted. You know, you don't have to think for yourself. You don't have to take action. You basically don't have to make decisions or determinations. You don't have to do the dirty work. So the fake womb is about letting other people make your decisions. So you're free of making mistakes. So if you make a mistake, it's not my fault. You may have everybody else make your decisions. Of course, we're talking about the government or the system. They're going to make your decisions for you. We have all of that, education, political, financial, everything, even religion. We have everybody making decisions for us so we don't have to. We don't have to think, right?
Yeah,
they'll make
scary,
all the decisions
man.
For this. They'll protect us. They'll keep us safe. It's like the daddy, the big daddy syndrome, the fake womb. So people are in that state where they give up their sovereignty. Because they're afraid. They're fear. They put fear bases into people's minds and experience, so there you can't move. You can't make a decision. So who do you turn to? Who do you call? You turn to the authorities, because the authorities tell you they have all the answers. So therefore you give over your freedom, your sovereignty, your critical thinking. It's all down the tubes, because you just want to be in that womb. Take care of me. Oh, good, they'll take care of me. They'll figure it all out for me. So this is how we've all come to this place where we are today. They set this whole thing up. They did. They set the whole thing up through the mind control, through the global mind control, through the chronology of the UN and their system of revolutionary steps to global tyranny, the radical minds behind the New World Order. There are radical minds. They're insane themselves. Okay, these are people who want, you know, like for instance, the banner above the eagle wings, you know, on the E Pluribus Unum. You know what that means, right? It's supposed to mean one out of many.
Oh, yeah, out of many one.
But the Masonic version, basically, is one controlled world and spirituality. That's what that symbol, E Pluribus Unum, means. It's a Masonic symbol. Just saying.
Well, on that crazy thing, I can't remember what movie I saw, but they were taking all these brilliant scientists and they were putting them in insane asylums, basically to what's the word I'm looking for? Make them look stupid to other people so that their information. These guys weren't crazy. They were just really incredibly smart. And so they put them in this doggone insane asylum so that nobody else would believe anything they said. You know, if you're in a madhouse and you go try to tell somebody, you know, there's free energy, are they going to believe you? No, you already got that stigma, so it's not going to happen.
But, right.
And I feel like that's what happens to a lot of people, but there are those who actually break free from that deal. And, you know, once they're recognized by the system, you know, they're basically shuffled off to the side or attacked verbally or whatever on the doggone, you know, social medias and all that kind of stuff. If you're outside the box thinking and everybody else's program is working properly, they're going to keep you from succeeding, you know, and it's...
They don't want you. They don't want us to succeed. I think people need to really... You see, this is how it's so difficult for the general population to imagine that there are certain groups of people who do not want us to succeed. They do not want us to think critically. They do not want us to be sovereign, self-governed. They do not want this. They have been working for centuries, pretty much. You know, I mean, this one link, I'll send it up here, the NSA, mind control, you know, they have graphs. You can look at this. It's how the brain converts the microwave pulses back to inaudible voices. This is about working with the EMFs, with all these mind control currents in various frequencies. So it's how silent converted to voice FM hypnosis can be transmitted using a voice frequency modulator, to generate the voice and then pulse microwave voice to skull for distance and for cover. In other words, what they're saying here, this is the mind control process, and they've got it all diagrammed here. These people are evil. And we're looking at a list here on these source documents called The Body, Electric, Electromagnetism, and the Foundation of Life, Cross Currents, Stimulating Auditory Hallucinations, Remote Computer Tampering. And by the way, this is all done when they made inroads into this whole in-depth mind control system when the computers shifted, when they got these different types of computers. And this was like, they were joyous about this, but it also put us in a different position. But basically, we're still being mind controlled. So you have currents of death driving brain electrical activity with external EM, magnetophosphenesis, I don't even know how to pronounce that, the zapping of America, simulating auditory hallucinations of mice and men and molecules, probing the brain with EM waves. You have in the palaces of memory emissions, EM emissions from the brain. The brain as an open electromagnetic circuit. They've been studying these things for years, for centuries. And then they're working these against us. This is, you know, through the U.S. Intelligence Committee, various other, the United Nations, the intelligence, CIA, the secret agenda, national security cult groups, crimes of the intelligence community, war on the age of intelligent machines. There's a list here that will blow your mind. Speaking of mind, The Mind by Richard Restick, decoding brain EM emanations, tracking thoughts on a computer, and triggering events in the brain direct to auditory cortex signals. I mean, it goes on and on. Psychiatry and the CIA, victims of mind control. Well, we know we've read and talked about some of this stuff, but this is being used on populations. Journey into Madness. Is that where we are today? This is the true story of secret CIA mind control and medical abuse. Look, this is what we're looking at here, folks. This is including every one of us, not just a select few. This is a process, a program, basically for global control, mind control, one world order, and one world religion. Well, this is what we're looking at.
Honestly, it makes you feel like you really are in the doggone movie The Matrix, because, you know, once you become what a lot of people call being awake or something like that, you start seeing things that just don't make any doggone sense, and when you try to tell everybody about it, they look at you like you're crazy. It's like they don't want to know certain things. You know, there's certain events that went down. People tried to warn other people about it, and, nobody would listen. They just wouldn't listen. They weren't. It's like this climate change thing. If you really understand the true science of it, then it don't make any doggone sense. But...
Gaz just came in. He said I'll start the server.
All right. Well, it should auto connect.
All right.
The moment he does that.
Okay. So why can't people listen? You say what you just said. See, this is the whole premise. Is if you speak truth to someone, if you tell them, I discovered something here. Well, like I was trying to say before, it's a huge leap for people. They can't comprehend the fact that there would actually be a group systematically brainwashing the whole world, you included. They can't comprehend that. It's like when I told this person I was visiting, they had this toothpaste for their kids, you know, like a like some Walt Disney toothpaste or something, so it had all the characters of Walt Disney on it, and I looked at the ingredients, because that's what I do. I look at the ingredients of everything. I was shocked at what the ingredients was, of course. Well, I shouldn't have been shocked, but I expected it would be like a bunch of chemical colorings and numbers that you can't, and words you can't basically pronounce, but there was fluoride in it. And I said to this person, do you know that fluoride really is dangerous and a poison? And they looked at me like I was crazy, and they basically said, this is the words. This is where people go. Our government would not allow this. Well, there you go. What can you say? Well, you got to sit that person down, and you have to go through, like, what, 48 hours of descriptive information about what you know that the government really has allowed and what they've, incrementally introduced into our systems, into our lives, into our health, our well-being, body, mind, and spirit. I'm just saying. So how can people comprehend what you're saying when they have been inundated with lies and manipulation and mind control since they were a baby, a child, yeah. And it came from, and their parents and their grandparents and great-grandparents? How can we, you know, us, you and I, and you know, like Stephen, you have these people, Neo, you have Red, and you have all these people, Troy, Huge, all these people on People for People, trying to get the truth and speaking truth to lies.
Yeah, and it was a hard journey to get to where each one of them's at because of they had to break free from their programming.
Well, we all had to break free. I mean, I had, you know, as a child, I had my own internal intuitiveness, and the wisdom was still, you know, fairly strong, but I did go through the trial and error of trying to find my balance with all the insanity around me and fighting to sustain my own knowledge and wisdom against the system.
Yep.
And I did struggle with it. There was a time when I got lost, like we all got lost, but thank goodness, like the song says, I was lost, now I'm found. I'm just saying, so there are many people who are lost and they don't know they're lost. When you don't know you're lost, what do you do? You think everything's fine. You think, oh no, our government is, we're the good people, it's all the others, they're the mind control people, they're the ones that are under a system that, you know, basically are controlling. Well, it's across the board, it's across throughout the whole of humanity. So how do you get people, I guess that's the question, here we go back to how do you get people to wake up? Well, again, we could say, well, it's not our job to wake people up, okay, it's just not our job. Okay, we can give out information, it's basically up to them. But they are so deeply embedded in mind control, and when you look at these links, when you see, if you want to look, because now, here's the thing, well, if you're in the fake womb, which the heck of the populations are in the fake womb, they're so reliant on the system.
The Matrix movie basically was a fake womb, and everybody was in, like, dream world, and they were being used as batteries, so that's not much different than what you see in reality.
No, and people think that they're living their own life. They think they're thinking on their own terms, but that is not true. Incrementally, they have been indoctrinated with certain methods on how to think, what to think, like you were saying earlier, what to strive for, what to wear, where to go, where to eat, how to live, whatever.
And if you can't match up to that standard, that's where you will start to internalize and tell yourself all constantly that you're not good enough or you're ugly or whatever.
That's all part of it. That's all part of it, is to break down your self-esteem.
Yep, and most people aren't good public speakers. You can't get up in front of a crowd and talk to people because You're basically set to stay in the background, know your place and shut your face kind of thing.
Well, so we're really, I mean, the point is we could sit here and talk all day. We could show these links where it's factual and truth about the manipulation of humanity for centuries, and the manipulation basically to herd us into a one world order, you know, and we've even had political people blatantly outright speak those words.
Yep.
But Daddy Bush, I can remember the first time I started, but actually it was before then that people were using this term. You know, what we are looking at is a new world, he said.
Yep.
New world.
And he also said that you're either with us or you're against us, which if you're a patriot, you don't obviously want to be against your own country, right?
Well, of course not, but that puts the fear in you. Wait a second. I can't be against them because they're my womb. They're setting this whole thing up. I don't want to be on the outside here. I need my womb. I need them to make decisions for me. It's like the decisions to go to war. They make these decisions and everybody complies because you know why? Well, they made the decision. It's not my fault if we go over there and kill a bunch of innocent people. They're the ones. I'm just following I'm just following the law. I'm following the rule. I'm doing my job.
I posted about 7 video links into the people, not the people for people, but the Shaziz Radio Super Chat room. And they're just videos that if you actually go listen to them, might give you a little bit more insight of, you know, how to get control of your own thinking, so to speak. I'm not saying it's a perfect cure, but if you're interested, go look at these videos, listen to what they have to say, and they might ring a few bells on how things, as far as programming, work on you. And you'd be surprised. There's a lot of words of wisdom in these particular videos, but one of the things that really is important is about how what you believe. What you think and believe in is what you end up becoming. And if you continuously tell yourself, part of your mind is telling you how worthless you are, you're not going to be able to succeed. And most people who are, you know, born into poor families, they end up remaining poor because they've been around those people, you know, for the first 7 years of their lives at the very least. And so they've learned those habits that, you know, your dad tells you something like that. Well, I can't afford it. You can't afford it. And nothing like that. You know, you just need to get a job and that's that. But all these dreams that you might have of being successful, maybe becoming a movie star or, you know, a musician or something like that, you might not go for that because all the things that have been told to you prior was that, you know, like the starving artist or the musician, very few people can make it to be a good musician, or very few people can make it up to the movie star status, and you need to shut those dreams down and work closer to reality, which is in the system. And that's what they teach you in school. They don't teach you about money in school. They don't teach you how to get wealthy. They teach you how to be a good worker. They want you to be, you know, a doctor or a lawyer or whatever career that you can think of. And the crazy thing about it is a lot of people will choose from that list of what is acceptable for them to be and not strive for anything other than that because, you know, you get the notoriety becoming a doctor or an attorney or a police officer or, you know, a congressman or a senator. You're picking from their list. And it's, since it's your life, you should be picking from your list. You should be picking from your dreams and trying to achieve those dreams. And even if you fail multiple times, to keep on doing it. There's one video on there that says, fake it until you make it. So you're doing repetitive. When you're growing up and you repeat what your family and all them's doing, it becomes habit. It's ingrained in you. It's a program. And after that point, you have to pretty much teach yourself how to do something. If you want to be a good guitar player, you have to be repetitive. You got to keep on doing it and keep on doing it until your mind kicks in and you have this knowledge. And that's the same way with any other thing that you want to be successful at. So that deal about fake it till you make it is just keep on acting a certain way and being a certain way, I'm going to be a doctor. You know, when you walk into a room and you have this low self-esteem, the whole room can tell you got this low self-esteem. But when you walk into that room and you got, you know, all this, you're just glowing, and everybody, you know, in their mind, you're already successful. You see what I'm saying here?
Yeah, I do, but, you know, here, listen to this. I mean, okay, so you're going to be a doctor. You want to be a doctor. All right. So you're talking to yourself, I'm going to be a doctor, I'm going to be a doctor. Okay, so you make it. You make it and you become a doctor, but you're not free. I'm sorry. You're not free because you have to go according to, according to the system. To be a medical professional, you must follow what the system tells you you're allowed to do and you're not allowed to do. Yep. That, no matter what it is.
Well, that's why
unless you're an electrician.
That's why I said you're picking from their list. And when you pick from their list, you also have to follow their rules. Unless you tell yourself, I'm going to be a doctor, but I'm going to be a different type of doctor.
Well, if you're a different type of a doctor, guess what? You're being knocked off now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's the truth.
So this is, listen, I'm going to read this little piece here. This is very important. Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars. I remember this quite a few years ago. I looked at this. There was a whistleblower who talked about this, who gave out all this information. Well, he didn't last long because he just started to really annoy the elites, and they took him out. But so this is a most important read, The Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. This is an international banker's policy against all of us, the U.S. Their plan is about slavery and genocide. So this person, Dr. Truart, is writing this article. And here's what he says. Okay, friends, I haven't wanted to tread on this ground simply because it has been my experience that is well beyond the scope of most people to comprehend. Listen to that. Most people to comprehend. Even though it is all completely true. Furthermore, nothing will label you a crackpot conspiracy nut by the establishment faster than disseminating this information. So be it. I have personally researched literally thousands of documents and patents related to MK Ultra and the Nazi scientists that the Nazi scientists brought to America under Operation Paperclip over the last two decades. Without a doubt, I have come to the following conclusion. A contingent of heinous madmen have since the early 50s, and I'm going to say it's earlier than that, successfully put together a most impressive network of technological achievements designed for one specific highly malevolent goal, and that is to literally mind control and program the entire world's human population in order to achieve their goal of a utopian Fourth Reich. These Nazi psychopaths did not disappear after World War II. They merely donned the sheep's clothing and declared a quiet war using silent weapons, and they were brought into this country, these scientists, to do this, energy weapons designed to enslave the minds and thus the souls of human beings. So this is what we're looking at. And so he's basically got it when he says the well beyond the scope of most people to comprehend this information. If you're running off, if you're logging off or deleting or running away from what we're talking about, yeah, because you cannot comprehend what we are talking about. Yeah. You know why? Because you've been programmed to be terrified of what we're talking about, to ignore what we're talking about, to determine that it's not true, that it's false, that it's insane, that it's crazy, therefore you're not going to listen. And that's pretty much what people do.
Yeah. There's a doggone disease. I don't know if anybody's ever even heard of. A lot of people haven't probably heard of. Let me see if I can get this down here. Toxoplasma gondii. Have you ever heard of it?
Nope. Toxoplasma gondii.
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay, well, this is pretty important because just the thought of this and factoring in what they were talking about, zombie apocalypse and
right.
stuff like that, Toxoplasma gondii is an obligate intercellular parasitic one-celled I'm having trouble reading this. Whatever. Basically, it's this doggone parasite that mice get. And,
oh, yes, I remember
and,
this. Yeah.
And they will literally commit suicide and walk straight up to cats.
Yeah, I saw that. That's
and
right.
So, it's a real deal. And they actually believe it could actually be transferred, through the cat, after the cat eats the mice, or even from the mice, for that matter, into people. So, this thing actually basically takes over your brain. And it's not a science fiction deal. It's an actual disease. And if you look up on it, it's pretty creepy that, it's like this little parasite has some sort of intelligence or whatever, but it makes the doggone mouse literally commit suicide and walk right up to the cat. The mouse ain't afraid of the cat no more.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So if somebody was doing, let's say genetically modified viruses or whatever, this could actually become a reality to where you got some sort of parasitic thing that would be, taking over your doggone mind and making you, do things you other wouldn't do. I'll try to find a better explanation of that, but it's TOXOPLASMA and then the word Gandhi, GONDII. So if you can find a better explanation of what I'm talking about, this high-tech terminology that they use is kind of hard to pronounce unless you actually sit down and think about it for
a minute. Well, they have all these different forms, these different types of mind control. It's not just one. But basically, even the media, just sitting there watching the media, continually watching what they put out on TV, even stupid sitcoms, they deliberately have in one of these links that I sent the plan to basically feed the people idiocy through TV sitcoms. That's a plan. It's not by chance, folks. When you say, what's these stupid sitcoms, these idiot sitcoms, guess what? That's a plan. It wasn't by chance that these sitcoms became, spewing out idiocy and stupidity and insanity. That was a plan. Could you imagine that? They've covered everything. Everything.
Yeah. Okay, I found the link, and I'm going to post it in the Skype chat. Maybe you can read it better than I can, but it's really interesting. This is actually a Wikipedia. I'm not really a fan of Wikipedia because of their politics, but nonetheless, you can't disregard all the information. But this is an actual thing, and a lot of people don't even know it even exists.
Toxoplasma gondii.
Yeah, take a peek at that, and
I will. So, okay, so it's this article is about the parasite.
Yeah.
And the disease that it causes, which is toxoplasmosis. So it's an obligate intracellular parasitic one-celled eukaryote specifically that causes the infectious disease toxoplasmosis. It's found worldwide. So T. gondii is capable of infecting virtually all warm-blooded animals, but felids such as domestic cats are the only known definitive hosts in which the parasite may undergo sexual reproduction. So in humans, T. gondii is one of the most common parasites in developed countries. Studies estimate that 30-50% of the global population has been exposed to and may be chronically infected with T. gondii, although infection rates differ significantly from country to country. For example, previous estimates have shown the highest prevalence of persons infected to be in France at 84%. Although mild flu-like symptoms occasionally occur during the first few weeks following exposure, infection with T. gondii produces no readily observable symptoms in healthy human adults. This asymptomatic state of infection is referred to as a latent infection and has recently been associated with numerous subtle adverse or pathological behavior alterations in humans, though it has been shown recently that the association between behavioral changes and infection with T. gondii is weak in infants, HIV patients, and others with weakened immunity. And infection may cause a serious and occasionally fatal illness, toxoplasmosis. so it has been shown to alter the behavior of infected rodents in ways that increase the rodents' chances of being preyed upon by fetids. Support of this manipulation hypothesis stems from studies showing T. gondii-infected rats have a decreased aversion to cat urine, because cats are the only hosts with which T. gondii can sexually reproduce to complete and begin its life cycle. Its behavioral manipulations are thought to be evolutionary adaptations that increase the parasite's reproductive success. So that's what is happening here. A number of studies suggested that the subtle behavioral or personality changes may occur in infected humans. An infection with the parasite has recently been associated with a number of neurological disorders, particularly schizophrenia and bipolar disorders. Well, that's fascinating. A 2050 study also found cognitive deficits in adults to be associated with joint infection by this T. gondii. It's a regression model with controls for race, ethnicity, and educational attainment. So what we're talking about here is this has been introduced, basically, and of the same, basically, same alterations in the human brain as those observed in mice. So let me see. Feline shedding us, initial infection. Just looking at to see what it does here on more population structure in the wild. Okay, so there's a lot of information on here.
So the craziest thing about it is how it affects that mouse, where that mouse has no fear of that cat anymore. And they'll walk right up there and the cat will kill them.
Well, these are the risk factors for human infection for T. gondii. By consuming raw or undercooked meat containing T. gondii. Did you remember when it was like everybody was eating raw meat? What the heck is that stuff?
Well, sushi is raw fish, but I don't know.
Well, I don't know about that, but then if you eat sushi, you're more susceptible today to basically getting trichinosis, you know, some type of infection, because you're eating something raw. But there was this whole raw beef thing. It was like a French food. No wonder the French have more of this T. gondii. Remember that? And then they started telling everybody you got to cook your beef, to a certain temperature so you don't get whatever. So the most common threat to citizens in the United States is from eating raw or undercooked pork. It is possible, though unlikely, to ingest the parasite through other products. By ingesting water, soil, vegetables, or anything contaminated, will shed in how you're going to... Cat fecal matter, for instance, is particularly dangerous. Just one cyst consumed by a cat can result in thousands of oncocysts.
Closer to the bottom is the behavioral differences of infected hosts.
Okay. We are way down.
Yeah, that's way closer to the bottom.
Oh, yeah. So there are many instances where behavioral changes were reported in rodents. Okay, the changes seen were a reduction in their innate dislike of cats, which made it easier for cats to prey on the rodents. An experiment conducted by Berdoy, thank you, and colleagues, the infected rats showed preference for the cat odor area versus the area where the rabbit scent, therefore making it easier for the parasite to take its final steps in its definitive feline host. So this is called extended phenotype. That is the idea that the behavior of the infected animal changes in order to maximize survival of the genes that increase predation of an intermediate rodent host. So then you have sex-dependent behavior observed in infected hosts. Is this one of those things where there's a confusion of the sexual desires? I'm just wondering, like those frogs.
Well, I don't know, but it's pretty disturbing. But you know, when you read this article right here, and you think about all the different ways that they had manipulated the DNA or whatever of different animals, or even what's that word that we were talking about earlier? Basically, cutting and splicing germs and making weapons of war kind of thing.
Right.
Well, think about this right here, and then think about the doggone zombie apocalypse that they were talking about in what was that, Jade Helm or whatever the other some I can't remember. It's hard to keep all this stuff in order anymore. But
well, you have this is like we know that they've been deliberately, you know, throwing around, you know,
genetically altered. That's what I was trying to say.
Bio warfare. I mean, this is nothing new. I mean, we don't know half of what they've been throwing at us with this bio warfare. We just don't know. We know that that's a fact. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Gaz says toxoplasmosis is what Jackie's dad died of because of however it's spelled. Doctor said he contracted it from the pigeons that he kept. Wow.
So if you actually wanted to infect the whole world with some, you know, designer genetically altered deal like this right here, you could get a zombie apocalypse. And, you know, what better excuse, this is really sound conspiratorial, but what better excuse to have to do depopulation is because all these zombies running around, we got to get rid of them. But you're the one that started the mess to begin with, and you probably got the antidote, and so, you know, problem, reaction, solution. I know that sounds crazy, but it's not beyond the realms of what these turkeys have already done, you know, releasing you know, something like flu in the subway just to see how fast it'll spread. Why would you do that if you weren't planning on using it for some sort of weapon?
Well, there's a whole list that, you know, we probably should Google this sometime, because there's like, okay, so you have Lyme disease, you have AIDS, you have the hantavirus, I mean, you have Zika virus, you have all these strange viruses that pop up, and the warnings go headlines across the board, warnings of this, and there's been a constant, by the way, in the news, a headline, which I haven't gone into, because I know that it's true, but the scientists are saying possibly diseases, you know, will be spiking and causing, you know, thousands of deaths. And I look at that and say, yeah, well, they're telling us exactly what they're going to be doing. You know, we know that. So where did Zika virus go? You know, where did hantavirus go? Where did, the other things that have been hitting us, you know, that they are broadcast on headlines, black headlines, you know,
scare
tactics.
For a while, it was swine flu. Remember that one?
What?
For a while there, it was swine flu. Remember that one?
Well, it was swine flu. I mean, yeah, well, there's so many things, but if you do a search and a history on some of these things, you see what the government, our government and other governments, have done to basically test things on the populations. I mean, now that's a... You can't imagine... No, only the Nazis do that kind of stuff.
Well, what better form of mind control can you get? You know, let's talk about if you get control of people's food, you have the power over them. You get control of their water, you have the power over them. You get the control of their medicine, you have the power over them.
Well, you get control of the money, you get control of everything.
Everybody gets sick, and you gotta go to the doctor, and, you know, you... If you ain't in the right, class of
people... Well, you know, I hate to say it, everybody, but we have the chronology of the United Nations, you know, and you have the global mind control, the NSA mind control, you have the whole system, you know, coming down the pike here for generations now. When we talk about everything that has been put in place by the authoritarian system has been basically manipulated to control our lives, well, you have to, you know, who's going to hear that? Who's going to accept that as fact? Because everybody is told, oh, you're a free person.
Yeah.
You're free. You have your own mind. You can make your own determinations and your own decisions. You're a free person.
Yeah, that's why the doctor laughed at me whenever I was trying to get more information on the hepatitis vaccination, because it's a set of three shots you got to take, and the actual side effects is that you can actually catch hepatitis from it. So you take your chances whether you might have accidentally got it, from something, and as opposed to when you take the vaccination, if you make it through the whole series of shots without any side effects, then you're classified as immune from, you know, hepatitis. Did I tell you that story?
I don't think so.
Well, my wife went to an auction, and we went to an auction, and she bought a purse at an auction, and when she brought it home, it had some doggone diabetic needles in there. And so she brought them to me and asked me how she should dispose of them, and I told her I would take care of them to make sure they were all right. Well, in the process, one of them fell and hit the floor. Well, I went to reach down and pick it up, and I grabbed it wrong, and it poked me in the finger. Of course, now I don't know what the person before me had or didn't have, and so I go to contact the doctors down at the VA, and I ask them about it, and they tell me that I need to probably take this series of hepatitis shots just in case, and that if I made it through the whole series, that I would be immune from it. And so in the process of that, I'm really cautious when it comes to vaccinations. I won't even take a flu shot because most generally every time I took a flu shot, I ended up with a doggone flu. And so I'm reading the deals, and it says that you can actually potentially catch this disease from the vaccination. So I'm obviously concerned about it. So when I tried to address my concerns with the doctor, that doctor pretty much laughed in my face.
Like, right.
I'm some sort of anti-vaxxer or something like that. I don't trust his authority as a doctor or whatever. It was really frustrating to me because you're supposed to have a doctor there that really cares about you and try to address your concerns, but that's not the way the system, taught them to be, and it's not the way the system taught you to be. You're supposed to just blindly trust your doctor. That's it. You're supposed to blindly trust authority. Just because somebody's wearing a police officer's suit don't mean that they're, a good person. That's the whole deal. And that's why we're supposedly have these rights to protect us from, corrupt individuals that might be in positions of power.
Well, how do you feel when you go to a doctor and he laughs at you like you're a jerk?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you feel about that?
Yeah.
I mean, so, holy moly.
So part of my mind is trying to justify my concern, and the other part of my mind is like saying, shut up, stupid. You're making yourself look foolish or whatever.
Exactly.
Like, where did
this
I get
doctor,
that?
This authority is laughing at you. So here's the thing. Troy brought up the Gulf War. What he called it was the Gulf War disease. It's actually called Gulf War syndrome. It's the syndrome of Gulf War illnesses, chronic and multi-symptomatic disorder affecting returning military veterans between 1990 and 1991. The Persian Gulf War, a wide range of acute and chronic symptoms have been linked to it, including fatigue, muscle pain, and various. But I'm going to read this because this says basically you could still be being affected by this if you were in the war. A prominent condition affecting Gulf War veterans is a cluster of medically unexplained chronic symptoms that can include fatigue, headache, joint pain, ingestion, indigestion, insomnia, dizziness, respiratory disorders, and memory problems. And what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
So the VA refers to these illnesses as chronic multi-symptom illnesses and undiagnosed illnesses. But they prefer to use the term Gulf War syndrome. So this is unexplained symptoms reported by Gulf War veterans. The symptoms vary widely, but they meet the criteria. They do not need to prove a connection between their military service and illnesses in order to receive VA disability compensation. But this is what's going on. You have these illnesses include, there is at least 10% disabling illnesses. And they are called myelogenic encephalomyelitis, chronic fatigue syndrome, that's the new one, fibromyalgia, functional gastrointestinal disorders, and undiagnosed illnesses like, they're not limited to this, but there's abnormal weight loss, fatigue, cardiovascular disease, muscle and joint pain, headache, even menstrual disorders with the women, neurological and psychological problems, skin conditions, respiratory disorders, and sleep disturbances. They don't know what's going on. Well, what the heck? What could be going on?
Well,
what you have You have the airborne hazards and open burn pit registry. These are studies that are trying to find. Well, what the heck? You know, you have the Agent Orange thing, you know, which I don't think have they ever actually accepted this as a real cause for illness in these men. I don't know if there's anything on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff out there when it comes down to health that people don't factor in. There's things that, cause different types of, asthma and skin conditions and stuff like that. It's not all just allergies anymore. There's a lot to factor in. And even when it gets down to different Wi-Fi, stuff like that, there's people who actually have physical reactions to different radio frequencies and Wi-Fi, stuff like that. So we're living in some really strange times. But most of the folks just haphazardly go through life and they don't even think about nothing like this. They end up going straight to their doctor, and the doctor puts them on some sort of medication. And for the most part, I think 90% of the time, they probably misdiagnose a lot of different illnesses. You know, Angeline said in there that a lot of the PTSD is affecting the public now. Never mind the services. Well, that's just as true as anything. You go through a traumatic event. Heck, you're in a car crash. It makes you more nervous to be ever in a car again. They know all this stuff. They know how to get you riled up. They know how to get you to be docile. They know what medicines to give you to calm you down, all that kind of stuff. Why do you think they got all these kids on Ritalin, Prozac, Luvox? You think every single one of these kids is ADHD or all this kind of stuff?
I just read that that's part of their plan was to affect the people, the population, especially children. You know, where they are affected and their behaviors change. Their behaviors are deliberately changing so that they can put them on these drugs.
Yep.
This is part. Do you remember the mandala effect? That whole thing about the mandala? Okay, so listen to this. So consider this declaration from MIT researchers in the latest edition of Science. They say, this is the phenomenon of false memory. Has been well documented. It's even in court cases, people have been found guilty based on testimony from witnesses and victims who were sure of their recollections.
Yeah.
But basically, they find out later. So we're talking about the remembering falsely. The mind is being controlled to remember something falsely. So you have some people saying, oh no, he was in prison, he died in prison. Oh no, he became president of in Africa there. Or this bear was, the name of this bear was this, no, the
here's a conspiracy for you. What about with that Mandela effect that it was actually to test the waters using, the doggone, what's this new 5G network that they're talking about? What if they put these suggestions out to one portion of the population and then on the opposite side, using the same deal, put the other suggestions out there to see how this would actually resonate through the deal? Now you got all these YouTube videos and probably even websites about the Mandela effect, and they were actually able to get two different people to believe two different things using the same technology. What do you think of that?
Well, yeah, I think it's all, I think we have to look at all these things. It's kind of like huge, like it's, here's just a little graph here. It's called Mind Control Information Feedback Paths, Disparity and Repression. So they're looking at this stuff, and this is what they set up. The mind controllers, their collaborators, and apologists. Many have knowledge of the whole system. They are allowed private thoughts. They're easy to criticize and attack victims with his own thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay, mob psychology allows massive ridicule and Nazi-like acts. They have access to information stolen from other victims. They may earn a good salary for inflicting torture, and then you have the pension plan. So you have microwave voices, clicks, pops, brain zapping, direct harassment. Then you have newspaper, magazines, print media, TV, including ads. Then you have gossip, rumors, social and jobs connections. Then you have various internet methods. Then you have mind raped through streams. Then you have bugged conversations, private writings. Then you have public writings and public declarations. And the victim, usually alone in his or her torture, has no privacy even for his or her private thoughts, cannot plan secretly, hold trade secrets or intellectual properties, is subject to vicious physical and psychological attacks.
And then when you go to the doctor basically falls right into the system. You're nuts.
Well, yeah, but they don't know. They don't even know how harassment is happening to them or by whom. They don't know why harassment is happening. They may be accused of mental illness. They're called delusional, and they cannot get away no matter where they go. This is what happens. Then people are called insane. And they're acting insane.
Sounds like the Matrix to me.
Well, I'm saying, I'm reading this. This is like a nightmare, right? This is definitely Brave New World.
Yep.
You know, this is what we're looking at. The body electric, electromagnetism, and the foundation of life. They've been studying this stuff for centuries. The zapping of America. It's about research and simulating auditory hallucinations. You've talked about that.
Yep.
You know, it's like on and on and on. The probing of the brain, EEG surveillance, the palace of memories. It's emissions from the brain as an open electromagnetic circuit. And they know all this. The other thing they know is about the energy. And in one of these links, it talks about all of life is based on energy / frequency. So they know all this, and this is the secret agenda of what has been going on and what has been affecting us. So now, how do you feel, folks? I'm just saying.
Yeah, who decides what you think? Let's ask that question again.
There you go.
Who is deciding what you think? We know the manipulation factor, and you know, we talked about that toxoplasma gondii thing. That's a parasite. And when that mouse gets that, or rat gets that parasite, don't matter. They're not afraid of the cat anymore, and that makes it easier for the cat to go hunting. So, all these kind of things like that, you know, it gives you those questions, you know, could these things be weaponized to use against us? I mean, it ain't the first time somebody's ever used a chemical or biological weapon on, you know, population in order to, you know, invoke that fear, that terror in people. Don't mess with us or we'll get you with that, you know. Then the weapons of war, the weapons of mass destruction, they were talking about biological weapons and stuff like that. And all the different news deals that you heard about, the biological weapons that this character supposedly had. Of course, when they got there, they didn't find none, but, you know, who knows. But nonetheless, that's some nasty business. And then you throw in all this other stuff up there. There is people in our world that unfortunately want to keep control, and they don't care what it is that they have to do in order to do that. And if it means giving you some sort of virus or whatever, you know, they don't care about that. You're not that important. You know, I always say, I don't honestly believe they want to kill off all their cattle, because that would be a stupid man, like a cattle farmer, kills off all his cows, and now he ain't got no money to make. But if they can keep you stressed, you'll go to the psychiatrist. If they can keep you sick, you'll go to the doctor. If they keep you upset and paranoid, you'll go to the gun shop and buy some weapons or, you know, supplies for the apocalypse. And so we're having all these different doomsday predictions put out here to us.
Yeah.
And what do? We buy right into it. We get all paranoid. We go out there and we stock up on everything under the sun. Now, common sense says it's the right thing to do to be prepared for certain circumstances. But there's got to be a line somewhere in there that you're not making that choice of your own free will. You're making that choice because of information provided to you. And they're making a lot of money. They can start a new doomsday every year.
Well, that's the whole point. Yeah. I want to read what Angel says here. He's right on here. He said, it's not your own thoughts. They are subliminal and psychic driven under drugs and so forth. Even prescription drugs are the cause of it. Gangs of people trying to revoke any rights you have, while a pedo and rape culture try overthrow normal critical thinking of the masses. So true.
Yeah.
That's so true.
I want to...
And it...
I want to give everybody a science experiment to try. Really, and it works too. This'll blow your doors off. Go, plan you out a week about different meals, alright? Like maybe one day you're gonna eat a lot of sugar. If you're diabetic, don't take this. But the next day maybe eat a whole bunch of spicy foods, all right? And then maybe the next day eat something without any spices at all, and just with your diet alone, come back and tell me what type of dreams that you had when you woke up, when you woke up from that night's sleep, the type of dreams that you had. You would be surprised at the difference between spicy food and non-spicy food to the way that you actually dream at night. It'll blow your doors off. It really seriously works. If I eat a lot of spicy food, I will have some crazy dreams. You ever heard of that?
Well, I have. They tell you these things in some places, you know, if you're having nightmares or whatever, it's like what you're eating is going to affect you all over the place, all around, in every aspect of yourself. What foods we use, you know, if you're not eating foods without chemicals, colorings or whatever, pesticides in them, well, thank goodness for that. I'm just saying.
With that knowledge in the wrong hand, that chemistry could actually affect how people act, you know, and the dreams that they have. I mean, imagine somebody who's just chronically having nightmare after nightmare, and then it turns out to be related to a drug that was prescribed by the doctor.
Well, that's possible. That's some of the side effects. But then you have the EMF waves, and you have the biowarfare, you have the electromagnetic waves, you have all these things affecting the human body, mind, body, and spirit. So I'm just saying, so here's the thing.
It almost makes you feel like a lab rat. Go ahead.
Well, I think, exactly. Well, I think they have a goal. Obviously, they have a goal for one world order and control over the population. So they need to get us in their corral. They need to get us in their box. They're working diligently at it. Many people are in the box already, and they think they're fine. They think they're living a free, you know, life where they're thinking on their own. They're free people. They're making their own determinations and decisions. But I guess you have to ask yourself, even if you believe or think that everything's fine, what is the general feeling overall of your physical self, your health, your well-being, and your mind, and even your spiritual self? Because this is what they have been attacking us completely as a sovereign human being, a sacred being, by the way, who has a power, who has unimaginable power. They know this, and they want us weak. They want us basically controlled. They don't want us thinking for ourselves. So I guess you have to figure out how affected are you with their system. I think there's different levels of people's being affected, and you might want to find out how deeply affected are you by their system that is incrementally poisoning your mind and your body and your spirit. So we can do that. You can do that. You just have to start paying attention. And one thing we were talking about on Patty's show on, it's now moved to Thursday, Turtle Talk. We were talking about our health, you know, and how our bodies will talk to us. Our bodies will give us information. It will talk to us, speak to us as we speak to our bodies. Now, if you're speaking to your body in a way that is mean or cruel or unkind, which many people do because they hate themselves, and they may not outwardly say, I hate myself, but the way they're treating themselves, okay, you could say, well, boy, you must hate yourself. But you have to ask, why is this happening to me? If you want to change, if you want to shift your life and take more control and really activate the power that Creator gave you, you have to start questioning your thoughts. You have to start questioning, you know, what your determinations and decisions, your actions are. Why am I doing this? What is my daily life like? What are these choices that I'm making? Is this for my highest good? Is this for my well-being? Do I feel inside myself and my whole self, do I feel joyous? Do I feel peaceful? Do I feel healthy and hopeful and have joy about life? If some of these things are missing, you might want to ask why, because this is what we are all meant to be doing here. Enjoying life and having a peaceful existence and having creativity flow through us, you know, and expressing ourselves in this way. And if you're not, if you're down, if you feel doom and gloom, if you feel hopeless, if you feel helpless, you have to ask yourself why.
We're getting a
why
lot of,
is that?
We're getting a lot of good comments in the deal. I posted one in Skype from Gary, if you want to read that.
Okay, let me go there. I'm seeing a lot of people. So okay, he says, stay away from vaccinations, ultimately designed to kill off nations, roll up the sleeve and take the jab, all designed in a doctor's lab. And then the folks who pull the strings in life do so just to create you strife. Voting gives the construct force, time to stop voting and seek that divorce.
Yeah, we need to divorce the government.
Well, you need to, like they say, step away from the matrix. Step away from this system.
Let's see right there. Angeling said, it is not your own thoughts. They are subliminal and psychic driven under drugs, etc. Even prescription drugs are the cause of the...
I read that.
Oh, did you?
I just got done reading that, yeah.
Well, there was
but
one,
that's okay.
There was one under... I scooted over another one that... There's a lot of good comments in that deal.
Well, he says it's just another social experiment, another governmental experiment, just to, you know, being implemented by lunatics. Yeah, absolutely. yeah, Angel, a lot of people live with them daily, you know, but you don't have to. This is what I'm saying. And so Myth of Unity said he had a nightmare last night. So, also, let me see, bad people around about you taking advantage, yeah, they are there, but on the bigger system, you see, we have to look at our fellow human people. Our fellow humans are basically on the level of varying levels of mind control. They aren't really living a life that they would have chosen if they were not affected by the system that is incrementally brainwashing everyone and controlling them. You'd have to think about your freedom as that child. You have to go back to think about yourself as that free, little, expressive, joyous child before all the crap started to happen to you.
Yep.
You have to go inside to your true source, your true nature. Well, first of all, I'd say you have to identify yourself as something significant, as a person that is significant, as a person that is a sacred being created from some omniscience, some intelligence. Even the scientists say now, hello, there had to be an intelligence that created.
Well, this stuff is really powerful, because if you look at all these protests and listen to the repetitive nature of the things that the people in the protest, whether they have on their signs or they're actually, you know, spewing out of their mouth or whatever, you can tell it's not their own thoughts. It's the whole group. And who put all these ideas in these people's head? This person's a racist. That person's a racist. If you disagree with that,
again,
and so
all
on.
The plan. But that's all the plan, you see. So here's the thing. It's just looking around and seeing the state of affairs and how people have gone over the top. The insanity and the behaviors of people that is really rising up, that you see, that is shocking and stunning. I was told this many years ago in a vision that said, you will see people's behavior that will shock you and stun you. Well, aren't we there now? Well, why?
Yeah.
Why is that happening? Well, why would I receive that information? You know, that this is going to happen, you know? Because it's all planned.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, I got your message.
Cool.
So, what I'm saying here is, so why we look at this stuff? Why we look at the fact that there is towards global mind control, a chronology of the UN for the controlling the world? Why we look at all this stuff? Well, it's not pretty, is it? It's pretty crazy, actually, and it's kind of terrifying to some. But the point is that we have to realize the power that we have as an individual, the power that Creator gave us all, and not fall into this hopeless, helpless pattern, because that's how they want you. They want you to believe that it's all hopeless and that you are helpless. Well, that puts you in a perfect position for them to control you all the more, because you know what? We have this problem that has been created that makes you feel helpless and hopeless. Well, that problem, they created it. And then they watch your reaction. Well, your reaction comes to forefront, which is, I feel hopeless and I'm helpless. Okay? And then they come along and they give you the solution. They give you the solution and they created the problem. They watched your reaction and now they know you're ready to accept their solution. That is the plan. It's a brilliant plan if you really look at it, but you got to step out of it. We really have to move away from this. If you feel helpless and hopeless, you have to ask yourself why. Why do you feel helpless? What are you reading? What are you reading? Who are you listening to? What is being told to you that you feel helpless and hopeless? You know, because, okay, where's your own power? Where is your own intelligence? Where are your own capabilities and qualifications and experience? You know, if you're told you know nothing, if you're told you don't have anything to give or offer, well, that's a lie, I feel, because everyone has something that they have that is to offer, to help in some way. And that's why we say we need each other. We all need each other to make a different world, a better world for the whole, not just for a few, not just for some, and not for these elite cabal nutcases, evil people, really. So if you have a bunch of people that have a lot of money sitting around and they want more money and they want more control, well, in order to have more money, they need war. Well, they need people to go to war. So they're going to put you in that position where you will willingly go to war for them, where you will willingly do what they are telling you will make your life better and safer. That's that fake womb that everybody wants to get in and stay in.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're basically telling you that you have nothing on your own, and that's a lie.
If they throw your family in the mix as well, then, you know, if you've got fear that your family's in danger, then you're going to be more apt to do things that you wouldn't otherwise have done, you know?
Yeah. So that's the way it's working.
The whole thing is, how do you know you've been manipulated? How can you defend against it if you don't even know that it's even happening to you? And there's a lot of people in this world who really, really don't believe these things because they've been told, you know, you can always trust your government, but how would you know you've even been manipulated? You couldn't defend yourself against something if you don't know it's happening.
Well, listen, here's something for you. Break free from the system and let your soul shine.
Yep.
This is a link. I'm going to send it to you, or I did send it to you already, but here's how it starts. It's just what we're saying. You were told what to do, how to do it, what to think, where to be, and what to believe. Okay, I hear a lot of noise.
That's,
somebody must have just come on. Please mute your mic.
Mute your mic. Thank you, Barry. All right, now
give me a minute here.
Sorry, where were you?
I was saying, what if you were set free to think for yourself, to fulfill your dreams, to create masterpieces and lead the way? Would it scare you? Would it intimidate you? Would it make you feel unsafe? Now, those running the system want you to believe that you must rely on the system, on them. They want you to believe that you will fail otherwise. Nothing could be further from the truth. In other words, they want you to stay in that womb dependent upon them because they want you to believe that you will fail. So did someone ever tell you that you don't know how to build or that you don't know how to write or you have to go to college to learn how to do that? Maybe they told you that you aren't good at anything. Or maybe they asked why you would bother to spend your time on something. Well, who are they to tell you what you are capable of doing, where your talents lie? Who are they to tell you that you can't do something? This mindset has stomped out the creative genius in millions. Really? But let's get something straight. You are your own creator, and no one can burn out that spark except you. Until you try something, you don't know if you will like it, be good at it, or expand on it even. Everyone should try everything that their heart desires. Everyone should dream big and utilize your imaginations to its fullest potential and follow the path without doubt.
Yep.
Some were born with talents and skills that seem to embody them throughout their life, and others learn skills along the way, but most don't even realize that they are a host of talents just waiting to be tapped. They just never thought to give it a try, and they've gone through their life believing that they should get up, go to work, punch the old-time clock, go home and eat dinner, do chores, spend a little time with the family and in front of the TV, and then go to bed.
Yeah.
Basically, people don't think about what they really truly want, or what their authentic desires are, or even how to fulfill their dreams, because they never thought it was possible. So here's the thing. We are all different, every single one of us, and these confines and structures that they have created to control the masses are ludicrous. It's a lie to keep you trapped in an illusion, but they do not hold the keys. You hold the keys.
Well, that's why that's why I keep on talking about how all the people are like pieces of the puzzle, you know. Somebody's deciding which pieces of the puzzle get seen and which ones don't get seen. And if you're part of that piece of the puzzle and you never join with your other pieces of the puzzle, the whole world can't never get the big picture, so to speak. I feel like our Creator basically gave each and every one of us, a talent, a gift, a piece of the puzzle. And without us, it's like the machine with one gear missing. It just doesn't work properly, if at all. You see what I'm saying here?
I do.
So
I do.
That's why I say keep on saying. I got this picture that's posted on the podcast page of Knights of the Round Table. I'm going to repost it again because it makes a lot of sense. It's one person standing outside it says, this picture says it all, and one person standing outside the circle and it says, you are the missing piece. And that's what we're trying to get across to everybody, how important that each individual out there really is. You don't think so because you've been taught not to think so. You've been taught that you're not special. You're nobody. You're nobody. But you are special. You're unique. You're one of a kind. There ain't never ever going to be another Barry. There's going to maybe a million people with the same doggone name, possibly even the last name. But nonetheless, there ain't never going to be another Barry that will ever say and do the things the way that he does. He's a one of a kind. Every single person out there is a one of a kind. There is never ever going to be another of you. There weren't two of you made. It doesn't matter if you're an identical twin or triplets or whatever. Each one of you are your own personal individual. And this is something, individuality, that they have tried to break from your spirit. They don't want you to be an individual. They don't want you to be a free thinker. They want you to be a worker. They want you to be, to comply, to conform, and all that kind of stuff. And when you find people like us who get on here and do these shows, and people that show up in these radio shows in the chat rooms and stuff like that, we're almost like a virus in the matrix, because we become a danger to that, because it's infective. When you start telling people about love and possibilities and solutions, it's infectious. Just like that grasshopper said to the other grasshopper, you let one of them stand up and they all might stand up. And when that happens, those ants outnumber us 100 to 1, and our way of life is changing. That's what this whole entire deal is about. They got to keep control. They got to show you who's the boss. And there ain't very many of them. Of all the elitists in the world, of all the billionaires and millionaires or whatever out there, all the upper echelon, the people outnumber them millions to one. But yet they still comply to the system, the same system that is basically eating them alive. So how you doing there, Barry? What you thinking about all this?
Just catching up with the conversation here, and give me a minute and I'll be able to add a comment. I'm just trying to find out what's going on here.
Well, we started off by asking who decides what you think. You would think that you decide what you think, and yeah, I guess if you're awake to some extent, you really do. But as far as you know, manipulation of information and stuff like that, you've been guided a certain direction throughout your entire life by people that have no part in your life. They just use whatever you are either propagandized to believe in or whatever in order to get you to act a certain way. They want you to vote for this guy over or gal over here. You know, they want you to do certain things. So the question becomes, who decides what you think?
Well, we're programmed right from the day we're born.
Yeah.
How we want, how we're supposed to act, how we're supposed to think, how we're supposed to conform to society, how you're supposed to be successful in society, what is the measure of success in society. That is put into our brains from the moment that we can comprehend what's being told to us. So our biggest problem is deprogramming people, make them understand that everything that they've ever been told is a lie.
Yep.
Period. So that's a monumental task. Is you hit the defense mechanism in people. I see that all the time. I've been getting into conversations with so-called friends about climate emergency. And I've had people just attack me because I'm telling them that it's a crock of crap. That everything you're being fed is just an agenda, but they're so enthralled in the group mentality, I'll call it.
Yeah.
This is an emergency. Well, look what's happened to our kids, man, over this so-called climate emergency. Kids are in a state of absolute tizzy because they're being told that the world's going to end in 12 years, and if we don't do something quick, it's all going to die.
Yeah.
Well, man, I'll tell you, these people that are propagating this agenda should be taken to court and charged with child abuse, because sure, there's an emergency on the planet, but it's not because of our direct interference. It's indirectly, of course, we are, because we're all contributing to the system. But to say that, you know, we have to stop producing carbon to save the planet is just the biggest crock of crap I've ever heard in my life.
Well, who was it that said if you give them a generation of kids, they'll give you the next leaders or something like that? Basically,
well, the kids have tremendous pressure on their parents. You know, they're going home and they're just crying to their parents that we got to do something about this. We got to do something about it. You know, Greta Thunberg is an example of that. We have this 16-year-old coming all over the world telling us that we've got to stop using fossil fuels in Canada. Well, tell that to the Chinese and tell that to the people in India and tell it to the rest of the world, because they're not making any moves. But the G7 nations, all G7 nations right now are under this carbon tax agenda. You don't see this being perpetrated anywhere else in the world. You don't see it happening in the Mideast or, like I said, China or India or the United States. No other countries are embracing this. Just the G7 countries are embracing this.
Well, that's why Trump backed out of the Paris climate, which I was very happy he did, because that's all the propagating this myth of global warming and the carbon crap. And so he backed out of that, basically,
well,
and also the UN. But guess what's coming? So they're going to eliminate gas and diesel fuel by 2030. Also, basically, if you have gas, natural gas in your house, they're going to eliminate that. They're going to eliminate, they want everybody electrically hooked up. Electric cars, electric houses, okay, this is their plan. So if you have a car that you need gas or diesel, you're going to be pushed into getting an electric car. You're going to be pushed into, you won't be able to run your household if you have gas or natural gas or a gas stove or whatever. They want you fully hooked into the electrical system.
Do you know what the crazy portion about all that is? When you start really honestly sitting down and thinking about it, with gas, you can't necessarily manipulate anything with gas, but with electric, you can send signals through electric. You can send all kinds of different information back and forth with electric. With electric vehicle, you could tell exactly how fast somebody was going by the way that those magnetic waves would be, you know, showing out the doggone car or whatever. It's putting out this much power, so it has to be going this fast. Not to mention, You can shut it down if you want. You don't have to chase them down anymore. You just pull up behind them in your car and you can flip the switch. And I would be willing to bet when all the people go to electric that the system will still have gasoline engines. So cars that can't be accidentally or on purpose shut down. Like if the police is chasing you, you could zap their car and it just shuts down and you can get away. That kind of thing there. So all of it, you know, sounds crazy, but in reality, look what kind of stuff they've been pulling on everybody. Even when you want to go down to just talking about Social Security card, birth certificates, licensing for everything, permits for this and that, you know, all different types of control. And then to the extent where, you know, bar scanners, being able to pull up behind your car, scan your tags without even reading it or calling it in, the computer can pick that number right off of the back of that license plate and pop all your information up to the officer so that they know everything that they need to know before they ever even get out the car. You see what I'm saying? So we're going into a high-tech world, but the people who are in control of the technology need to ensure that they're the only ones who have control of this technology. Does that make sense to you?
Well, absolutely. That's the whole point.
Of course, that's the whole point. You took the words out of my mouth, Barbara. Stop doing that.
the point is that the public can't comprehend this weapon because it's a silent weapon. They can't believe that they are being attacked and subdued by this silent weapon. This is what's going on.
Do you know that they can take control of the radio, the airwaves, at any time?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say hypothetically, this is kind of a sci-fi tinfoil hat wearing idea. Let's just throw it out there on the table. So you're driving down the road, you're listening to your favorite radio station, maybe K-Love or something like that, and they send this frequency through the doggone radio right across all the music. You're still hearing the music, not even thinking about nothing, and subconsciously your mind picks this thing up. Could you imagine that type of power in the hands of the wrong people? Think about it.
Well, it is in the hands of the wrong people. That's what we're looking at. You know, I mean, talk about the social welfare program for a little bit. You know, oh yeah, we all think it's good because, well, you know, you don't have a job. Why don't you have a job? Okay, because there are no jobs. They're basically manipulating that. So, because you don't have a particular education, you know, you don't have a degree that you paid a lot of money for. But so why aren't there any jobs? So the social welfare program is nothing more than an open-ended credit balance system. What this does is it creates a false capital industry. It gives non-productive people a rooftop over their heads and food in their stomachs. Now, I'm not attacking non-productive people, but I'm saying what I said before. Everyone has something that they basically can add to the whole and be part of it, right? But they don't have the opportunity. Because, first of all, they're told they don't have anything, and they're useless, and they're hopeless, and get on to the welfare program. So this is useful, however. But what's going on is the recipients become state property. That's what's going on. In return for their gift, you know what the gift is? If you become state property through the welfare program, you are a part of the standing army for the elite.
Yeah. That's it.
That's what you become, the one who gets thrown into the wars. You are the one who you have to go, you know, plus there's opportunities. If you become in the military, well, you can get an education and you'll get paid. But meanwhile, you're over there killing people and you're mind controlled to do that.
And they say you get into the military, you are our property of the military. You can't even go out and get a tattoo without being charged with a crime for getting a tattoo by defacing government property. That's a fact. Think about it. You have no control over your body. You do what you're told, that's it. And if you don't do what you're told, you get it. What was you about to say, Barry?
Well, I'll tell you, talking about control of society, you guys saw what happened up in Canada here with our election this week.
Yep, did see it.
Third head got back in again with a minority. You know, the whole country had turned conservative on all the provincial levels in Canada, with the exception of two provinces that had gone conservative here in the last 3 years because of the policies of the Liberal government. Then we have an election, and the Liberals get back in with a minority government. How How does that happen, folks? If you don't think that Canada right now is under complete dictatorship, and I'm talking complete dictatorship, called democracy, then you really have your head in the sand. Our country right now is fractured in ways that I've never seen before in my life. You know, divide and conquer is the rule of the day, and we see in Canada right now the West just absolutely infuriated with the East's a lack of attention to the West and our concerns. Now you see the largest movement ever in Canada of Western separation rising. You know, this here alone is, to me, if you wanted to take a page out of a globalist playbook, you'd want to divide a country. So what's happened in Canada here in the last 4 years under the Liberal government and Rachel Notley, the NDP leader in Alberta? They completely shut down pretty well the energy sector in Canada. Albertans are devastated right now. They're losing their homes. They're losing everything that they ever considered dear in their life. The suicide rate in Alberta is the highest in Canada, and the government continually turns their back on Albertans. Well, they're at a point now where the sediment is growing so fast that you're going to see a fracture in our country.
Yep.
And to me, that plays right into a globalist playbook. Right,
well, you know what they want, Barry? They want this to happen. They want this to happen because they want martial law. They're pushing the people to the point where they go berserk, and they're in the streets, and they're fighting.
That's why I believe that the doggone election fraud is perpetrated by the system itself. I don't necessarily think it's a group of individuals. Whereas there probably are a few people who've been indoctrinated and, you know, on the crazy side that want to get certain people elected that will help to cheat. But I think for the most part, the majority of all the election fraud in both Canada and U.S. and probably everywhere else for that matter is by the system itself.
In the machines, buddy.
Yeah.
Because you gotta sit back and ask yourself, the Canadian government, the Liberals now run the RCMP, they run the media, they've absolutely bought and paid for the media. The RCMP is corrupt at the highest levels of the RCMP are corrupt. If you don't think they're controlling Election Canada and the Senate and everything else in this country, the corruption is so deep that this election was rigged. The outcome of this election was decided before people went to the ballots in Canada. I honestly believe that. And what do we do now? What do we do now? Well, I'm coming to the United States, guys, because I'd rather deal with a Trump than a Trudeau. Who wants to put up a Canadian down there? Barbara, I'm coming.
Come on down.
come visit me.
But you know, everybody. So you look at what's going on in the world, though, Barry. You have the people in the streets in Hong Kong, the people in Chile, the people in Venezuela. You have all these people in France out in the streets, all right, fighting. And that's what they want. They're just setting the whole system up. So they're setting the system up here in the U.S. too. Because they hate Trump. They want Trump out because Trump is disclosing and basically taking down the deep state.
Yep.
Okay, so, and everything that's being put in place, basically, well, yeah, it looks like he's a nutcase. Yeah, it looks like he's a wackadoodle. But in fact, this is a plan that is kind of brilliant. But I also, again, am in that place where I'm still on the fence with, okay, what's the final thing? He's basically fighting a world cabal. He's basically against, basically, the deep state and the evil. There's a whole list of, on Corey's digs, a whole list of his presidential, the things he signed to do away with, for instance, to attack the sex trafficking and pedophilia. There's a whole list of stuff of his executive orders that nobody knows about. You won't see this, but you won't see it on mainstream media because they're all owned by the elite, by the deep state. And it's all this manipulation, they're taking our Constitution incrementally, they're chipping away at it. What they're doing, basically, this hidden agenda to impeach him, they're meeting behind closed doors, the Dems. You can't do that according to our Constitution.
No.
You can't make policies without including the House and the Senate. But they're doing that. So they're moving incrementally, chipping away at our Constitution, and they're attacking, as you know, the Second Amendment. They're working towards that. This is the plan here. So Canada's not alone in this circumstance. It's the big plan. Canada isn't just being signaled out alone. It is a worldwide plan. And this is So I'm just saying.
They want civil unrest, and that's what makes you and I and Barry so dangerous.
Well, and you know, the thing is the people that are out in the streets, again, they think, they believe they are thinking for themselves. They believe the media. They believe the politicians, okay, that are lying to them. Okay, they believe all this stuff, but they're exactly in the palm of the hand of the elite, doing exactly what they're being told to do.
Yeah.
Hey, Duke Willis wants to join us, guys. Is it okay if I call him in here?
All right, just give him the speech.
Yeah. I'll add him into the call here.
All right, the whole doggone thing is all these folks out there doing the protesting on both sides, they were manipulated into doing that. You know, obviously, one side is trying to defend, you know, what America stands for, according to them, and all that, and the other one is wanting to change the system. But the reality of the matter is, the game has been, you know, it's been manipulated prior to all of this. So every single one of these are doing exactly what they want, what the system wants. This whole destabilization of nations. This is going on everywhere. There are people out there funding, you know, people to go in and be agitators in just about every different, you know, group you can possibly imagine out there to try to get people to fight. That's what I honestly believe. That's the whole purpose of it. I don't even think they really want gun control. In reality, the only reason for gun control would be so that they could be as corrupt as they want and not be able to have anybody stand up against them. But
well, that's the whole idea.
If you look at it in a real way, there's a movie out there. I can't remember. Nicolas Cage played in. I can't remember the name of the movie. I forget this all the time. But essentially, he is a gun runner. And he sells guns to both sides of every war, and so he's making money. So all you got to do is come out and say gun control, and most Americans who want guns, they're going to go buy them because they think they ain't going to be able to get them tomorrow.
Well, and that's what's happening. Yeah. As soon as there's a red flag shooter event, gun sales go high.
Yeah.
Because then everybody, because all the media now is pummeling the let's get rid of the guns. And so you see what happens on the other side is people go out and buy more guns.
Yep, back during the whole Y2K debacle back there, when people thought the computers were going to go down, the lines at the gas station were crazy. After 9/11, exact same thing. People panicked because they thought they weren't going to be able to get no fuel tomorrow.
They manipulate us so well, don't they?
Yeah.
They know the human mind so well.
Mao took the guns, Stalin took the guns, Hitler took the guns, Venezuela took the guns, and look where they are, and what happened there.
Yeah.
Well, they killed millions of their own people.
Duke Willis has joined us, guys. How you doing, Duke? Welcome to the show today.
Hi, Duke.
Hi, Barry. Hi, everybody. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Yourself?
So, well,
we asked the question, who decides what you think? Well, that's true, because you might think you're deciding for yourself for the most part throughout your life, but then you realize that you've been actually manipulated into believing certain things with information that was presented to you. And how do you break free from that? You know, once you gain a little bit of wisdom, which I'm sure you have right now, that you won't allow people to think for you. And that makes you dangerous to the system.
Hey, Duke, I'm going to ask you, where are you from? This is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. I'm from just outside of Niagara Falls, Canada, a little city called St. Catharines, right down in what we call the Banana Belt, about as far south as you can get in the Great White North.
Cool.
Okay.
We're right near Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, I've been up there. Okay.
Okay. Well, I had a question. What was I going to ask?
Well, you got to be quick on the draw here.
I know what I wanted to say. Last night, I was part of a live broadcast. I was part of a live broadcast out west, and the host had another guest on the show who I don't know exactly his age. I would estimate late 20s, early 30s, a Canadian from out west, and I was explaining to him how Canada isn't a legal, lawful country. we never officially transitioned from a dominion to a country, from a colony, property of, to an independent, sovereign, USA, we the people, kind of country, okay? And this young fella had been complaining about all the criminal acts of our corrupt government here in Canada and others around the world. And I pointed out to him, I said, our current government isn't a government. They're a criminal regime. What you know of as Canada doesn't really exist. You're not a free man. And he said, I don't care about being free.
That's
and I just, I sat here dumb.
What does he care about?
Let him rant and rant and rant until I finally just turned the connection off and became an audience member instead of a participant. I couldn't go on. This is what our modern generation has been programmed to believe. Yeah. Freedom doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the agenda. It's part of the agenda to get people to say exactly what he said.
Have none of them watched Whoopi Goldberg in the movie Roots? Do none of them know the word Kunta Kinte?
Kunta Kinte. Oh my God.
Well, no, I'm serious. Like, I'm not trying to belittle the situation that went on with slavery in North America, but that battle, that struggle to be equal, to be free, to be what the Creator made us, what was depicted in that movie is no different than what free men, male or female, have done since creation.
But
to stand up and be free, not slaves. And here our young generation is openly willing to submit to slavery.
Brainwashed.
They don't care.
I'm going to give you a heads up here. The U.S. of A., the good U.S. of A. has never been a free country, my dear. You're delusional if you believe that. We were never separated and out from under the monarchy from the queen. It never happened. It didn't happen.
Here's where you need to make a little bit of a distinction. The country and the people are two separate entities.
Yes, but listen. I just got done.
You can't say yes, but.
I just got done talking.
Yes or no.
I just got done talking about the global mind control from centuries already that's been in place long before this colonization here of Turtle Island, where I'm living. Turtle Island. Okay, the good old U.S. of A. Our country here, this country here, was settled on the foundation was genocide and slavery. And it's remained that way, you know. And we are not a free country. We are not a free people. We're mind-controlled, sheeples. The majority of peoples are sheeples.
We're given the illusion.
I'm free. I'm free. Shaz is free. Barry's free. You know, a lot of the people here on people are free because we have broken away from the mind-control system. If you want to call it the Matrix, whatever you want to call it.
One last comment, and then I'll be quiet for a little bit. You are missing a big difference between yourself and Barry and myself, equal to Barry. In the United States, you, the people, have what's called remedy to your situation. You have a legal, lawful constitution. Its writings have been bastardized, for lack of a better word, into the criminal condition that you currently see in your political arena.
Yeah.
But the foundation for purity and sovereignty is there. Here in Canada, we don't even have that foundation. We don't even have the remedy.
That's why
to exchange your, as an example of your remedy, you can exchange your Federal Reserve notes for Treasury notes. You can exit the fiat currency system of the Federal Reserve.
That's why that piece of paper that they call the Constitution,
right to
is actually under attack. They used to, over here in the schools, you used to have to learn the Constitution and the Bill of Rights before you could actually graduate. They no longer do that. They want to discourage people away from that.
Dumb them down.
Yeah, and they keep on calling, when you hear the senators or the congressmen or even the president for that matter talking about how we got to protect our democracy, you should be scared. Because they don't even know that we have never here in the United States ever been a democracy. We are a representative republic, and there is a big difference between that. There's a reason why we have an electoral college, and if you don't understand that, then you'd understand that if we didn't have an electoral college, big states like California or whatever would lean to whichever direction that the majority was, basically indoctrinated to believe in, and that's what you would get. You would get an actual democracy, which is not a good thing when you think about it.
A democracy is an oligarchy. You guys are going to chuckle when you hear this. This is the epitome of hilarious stupidity. I pointed out last night in this conversation that anything we do in Canada, we have to do it in the direction of becoming a republic, not a democracy. And this kid piped up, I call him a kid, I'm 60, to me he's my kid's age, okay, so I call him a kid. I don't mean to be disrespectful, he's the age my children are. He pipes right up and says, wait a minute, you want us to be a Republican? You want Canada to be like Pelosi? And I thought to myself,
Pelosi's a Democrat.
The difference between a Republican Party and a republic. And you're trying to tell me you want to be involved in creating a new Canada?
Pelosi's a Democrat.
Also,
there's a message here about from Gaz. He says legal and lawful are completely different things. The speaker needs to move his perception slightly, perhaps, not attacking, but he's saying legal and lawful are completely different things.
Yeah, well, those lines have been blurred for so long, you don't even know whether or not you even actually have to have a driver's license here in the United States, because every single thing has been manipulated to the extent where now you perceive that authority of the police department, when in reality the driver's license actually was for commercial use. And when you go into a courtroom, you think you're actually in a courtroom, but the way that it's actually set up, it's not the type of courtroom you think. It's under a different type of law. It's not common law anymore. And most people don't get the fact that when you go into those courtrooms, the odds of you winning is so in your disfavor. Because of the way that the system's set up. And even if you get an attorney, you're probably going to have to compromise with that system via your attorney. And it's going to cost you a lot of money. You can't just go into court and defend yourself, because chances are you don't know the terminology of the words to say. And you're going to be perceived to be guilty. Even if you don't plead, they'll plead for you. Now, how's that? How are they supposed to say whether you feel like you're guilty or not? But that's the fact. They will actually do that for you and sucker you into giving them consent. That system's not made for the people. And
here's a concept for you on your driver's license. Your driver's license is an agreement between you and the authorities, police, government, whoever, the authorities. It is an agreement between you and another entity. A contract.
Yeah.
Well, under contract law, both parties must be aware of all clauses, terms, and conditions of the contract.
Yep.
And know exactly what they are agreeing to.
Yep.
Have you ever seen a contract when you renew your driver's license or apply for one?
Nope. They just assume that you already know, which in reality they're probably hoping that you don't really know. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't buy a driver's license ever.
Their assumption of you knowing does not negate the fact that under contract law, each party is required by law to ensure that the other party is fully informed and aware of all conditions. They fail to do that by handing you a simple slip of paper and say, sign here.
Yeah, if
and
you,
give
if you,
you
want
a
to
piece
drive.
Of plastic.
Huh.
Your driver's license is not a valid contractual document.
No. And you're already that if you want to drive, which drive might be the tricky word, if you want to travel, you can travel anywhere you want without a driver's license. But if you want the
but not independently.
Yeah.
Do it on foot or horseback.
Yeah. So
and to this day in the province of Ontario, it is still on the books that if you arrive at a what is called a public house, a hotel, a motel, a restaurant, a bar, and you rent a room overnight, your accommodations include livery service for your horse. That's why hotels can't charge for parking, because your car is your horse and they have to give you parking space.
See? the whole doggone thing is like you don't know how to defend yourself against it. Most people they already got their perception of authority by the time they get out of school, you know, like grade school and high school, and by the time they get out of college, they've really seriously been indoctrinated. And it's like that guy in the movie The Matrix. He wanted to be put back in the Matrix, but not be able to remember anything. And it also, he said he wanted to be rich too. But he literally sold his fellow humans out just so that he could go back into the system and not have any knowledge of the whole deal. And that one guy in the Matrix that said that these people who are part of the system will literally fight to the death to preserve the same system that's oppressing them. And you see that, man. I tell you, if you can't look out into the world and you can't see that you're actually living in the Matrix, and you pretty much, you got that program down good.
Well, you know what Roman Maximus said, basically, thank you, Gaz, let he who be deceived, ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Yeah.
You want a modern comparison of the Matrix and the mind game that's being played on people and how to identify the people who are being affected by it?
Yeah.
Keep in mind that everyone you talk to at some level on some avenue of thought processing is just like a junkie. They're not about to rat out their dealer. They're not about to turn their back and walk away from what's been providing them with everything that makes them feel warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just got done talking about that. That's so true. But now it's sort of like, okay, we all know the mind control and the brainwashing system that we've all been under. You guys up there too, and other people in the world. And we're basically working towards it, getting to know all these systems where we, you know, people believe they're free or free thinking, but they're not. They're so mind controlled, or they're in the fake womb, as I said earlier. They want to be taken care of because they believe that they can't do it themselves. They don't want to make a mistake. I mean, this is all part of the brainwashing. They're reliant and dependent. Our system has been put up in that way so that people are reliant on the authorities, complicit to the authorities, and so on. So now, okay, so the question is now, we talk about, you know, breaking free of this mind control system. We talk about even identifying the fact that you are controlled by a system. You know, that's one thing. You really have to identify that because people don't believe it. They can't make that leap when you tell them you've been mind controlled, you've been brainwashed, your parents were, your grandparents, and so on. The whole system across the world. This is where we are today.
Yep, and they made it really difficult for you to be able to break free from that system. Like, if you legally want to get out of the system, like, I don't like the idea of the birth certificate. I didn't sign up for that. And according to contract law, you have to be a certain age in order to be able to be involved in the contract. you know, at a certain point, your parents can actually decide for you until you get to a certain age. But once you get to that certain age, you're never told that you have an option whether or not to even get out of that contract if you don't want to be part of it anymore, or if you was manipulated into it to begin with. Nobody knows that thing. And if you do try to go down that rabbit hole, you gotta factor in, if I don't have a driver's license, what do I have to contend with? What will I have to deal with? You'll have to deal with officers who don't know the real law, because they too have been indoctrinated to believe that they have this ultimate power over you, when in reality it used to be serve and protect, but it's not that anymore. It's more like policy enforcement and, you know, I call them armed revenue generators for the state. And that's exactly what they act like, and they abuse people all the time, and they think they're doing their job, honestly. But, you know, if you go into a law enforcement career and your deal is to protect the people and to protect their rights and to serve and protect and uphold the Constitution, you're going to find it so difficult, especially when you got a police officer who will laugh in the face of somebody who talks about the Constitution. Well, I have rights. Well, and then they turn around and laugh in your face. Well, they don't care about your Constitution. They care about the law and whatever the law says, and they're going to enforce it, even if they don't understand the law completely. But they have set the system up so that even law enforcement officers have a way out to keep themselves from getting in trouble. If they acted under good faith, they can't be charged with nothing. But you could. And when the Supreme Court comes down and says that the law enforcement officer can completely lie to you in order to gather evidence, you shouldn't even talk to them. Period. Off or on duty, you shouldn't even talk to them, because they can gather up information anytime and use that information against you. When you go to court, whatever they say to you is hearsay, but whatever they say about you is considered evidence because of the title that they carry. So that's a pretty doggone dangerous thing. And they wonder why that nobody trusts the police anymore. Well, after a few times of people getting shot needlessly or excessive force and all this other craziness, you wonder why people don't trust you? Well, you know, actions speak louder than words. But the police departments these days, they're not like it used to be back in the old days, if it ever was like that back in the old days. I mean, I suppose maybe back in the early 1800s or something like that, during the cowboy and western days, you probably had more rights than you do today.
That's not true. There was the corruption in the early systems was extraordinary.
Well, I don't doubt it.
Talk about the Wild West.
I don't doubt that either.
I know I'm just a dumb old Canadian, but I thought Americans stopped trusting their police forces after Kent State.
Yeah. Well, nowadays it's militarized. It's not a police force anymore. It's a military. It's a private military. That's plain and simple. It's all about generating revenue. Don't matter what you get in trouble for, you're paying somebody.
Speaking of Kent State, I've talked about this, Duke, on a past show, because that event really struck me. It was just horrific that happened here, you know. But I think it happened because it really was an imprint for the people to shut up and be quiet, that we can kill your children if we want, if they're against our what we're doing over there in Vietnam, or they're just going
bingo
in.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm just saying, is the Kent State situation just faded into the background? It's gone from history, and the people basically were, what do you want to say it, you know, when you see the power of what you're up against and you are terrified, you just shut up and you step into the background and you just go along as the sheeple. And this is what they've been doing incrementally throughout history.
Every single person out there, if they're honest with themselves, is afraid to stand up because they think that nobody else will.
Yeah, I mean, this is why we say that the brainwashing, and this is, they've been doing this in all different countries, of course, as well. That's why you have, you know, that's why you have these dictators in other countries who are able to murder millions of their own people.
Yeah, they get their own people to comply. I was just following orders. What? It, there was there's a thing over here, like I mentioned earlier in the show, is that you are obligated to not follow an unlawful order. If something violates somebody's rights and constitution or is just flat out illegal altogether, you're not supposed to follow that order. But it happens all the time. Illegal searches and everything. And you as the person, if you speak up, oh, you're anti-police. I keep saying, I'm not anti-government, I'm anti-corruption. If the citizens decide they want some sort of governing body to enforce or be representative of, you know, whatever laws that they deem to be worthy of, then that's fine. But the limitations that were put on the government by the Constitution aren't being adhered to. They're not being followed. And when that contract, which a lot of people like to laugh at, the Constitution, they think it's just a paper or a living document that can be changed at, you know, haphazardly. Once you lose those first two, one in line, you ain't got no freedom of speech. You can't speak out against your government. If you ain't got no Second Amendment, you have no remedy against tyrannical. They can just come in and walk right all over you. You try to fight with the United States military or even the police department for that matter with pitchforks and slingshots, you're going to fail drastically. And that's one of the reasons why that Second Amendment is so important. It has absolutely nothing to do with, you know, the way that people actually think it is. It's to defend yourself, worst case scenario, against a tyrannical government. And that's what the whole purpose. That's why it says the right shall not be infringed. It doesn't say if and or under subsection A or article C in the fine print D or whatever. It don't say that. It just says it shall not be infringed. And that is because they knew that the moment that the people were unarmed, they would not be able to defend themselves against the tyrannical government. And the same thing with the doggone First Amendment. If you can't speak up against your government, if you're censored by not just the government itself, but by the media, by your actual peers, each other, you're censoring each other and you're diminishing your own freedom because you're censoring each other.
You're shooting yourself in the foot.
Yep.
It's called political correctness. Back to Barb's comment. Was it Barb who commented about how Kent State has been forgotten?
Yeah. So has Ruby Ridge and Waco and all the other incidents like
well,
that.
Well, no. I want to point out to everyone listening that Kent State, the actual event of Kent State, may not be something many of us talk about anymore, but the effects of Kent State can't be forgotten. All you have to do is look at all the college kids out there protesting in support of multiculturalism, diversity. Go watch them in California.
Socialism.
Yeah. Socialism is wonderful.
No, it is not.
No private land owner.
I'm sorry, but
everyone owns everything.
Yeah,
the government owns it.
The students, in the memory of Kent State, which was in print,
Let me finish, Barb. The effect of Kent State programmed the brains of the parents and grandparents of the exact opposite message that we're seeing now. That's how the ideology of socialism is great was created, by turning Kent State into a disaster and showing a whole generation that standing up for what you believe in will get you killed.
That's what
and
I said.
And it turned them into pacifists.
That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I said. It was an imprint in the minds and of people to basically shut up and step back because your children will be killed.
That's it.
If
know
you go
your
up,
place.
If you stand, if you stand up, if you stand up against the government, if you go against your government, if you protest freedom of speech here down the tubes, forget that. Okay, so I'm saying yes, it was very.
U.S. isn't alone in it. In 2001, Prime Minister Chretien used Canadian military forces in Quebec City during the G2 summit to fire upon protesting Canadian citizens using tear gas and rubber bullets.
That's right.
That's a violation of our own Canadian Constitution, using military force against its own civilian population.
Yep.
They did it against the natives in Oka, and they did it against the natives in British Columbia in Dufferson Lake. As,
that's what I'm saying.
Lady Di and Lloyd Axworthy were circling the globe telling countries to stop using landmines, our Canadian government ordered the Canadian military to ring the native area of Dufferson Lake with landmines.
Right. Well,
that's how deep the corruption is in every single country. Have you guys talked about Chile before I got on today? What's going on in Chile?
We talked about Chile, talked about Venezuela, talked about Hong Kong, talked about that's why I'm saying we're all on this, as far as this is a worldwide, you know, deliberate plan, basically, to get everybody in the streets, to push people to the max where they are basically have no choice. But this is a dangerous thing. When you start getting out in the streets, basically the plan, I feel, and I don't know, maybe you have a different perspective on this, is for martial law. They want people beyond insanity so that they can basically, you know, create martial law, one world order, one world control, new world order, 2030, to basically, you know, get everybody into this corral everybody in.
So if you extrapolate that thought process just one more degree and look at history, you'll see, and Cuba is an excellent example, Che Guevara, what they do, and this is historical, it's what happened in Russia, in China, in Korea, they fuel society into a state of chaos.
Yeah.
Then they come out with the solution to save everyone.
Well, that's what it is. It's the Agenda 21. That's the same thing. We got it. It's the Agenda 30. The solution is we'll take care of you.
So now that we know all this stuff, and we try to figure out some sort of way, how do we defend against this thing? First off, my biggest thing is, if you could get it into the people's mind, first off, that they've been deceived, and second off, that not to act the way that they expect you to act. Imagine they try to stir up the pot, they pull some sort of shenanigans, and everybody just responds in completely different fashion. Instead of like a Y2K episode where everybody rushes to the gas station, everybody stays home. That'll blow their doors off, because they was expecting to sell a bunch of fuel. Now they can't. What do they got to do with that extra fuel? Now they got to drop the prices down because you didn't do what they thought. And this is the whole deal. You constantly being acted as a pawn, like you're a pawn in a chess game. They expect you to act a certain way. And when you don't act that certain way, that's a problem to the system, because they need you to get riled up. They need you to fight in the streets. In order for them to be able to enact the National Defense Authorization Act or the Patriot Act, in order to be able to declare martial law, they have to have chaos, that whole order out of chaos thing. They want you to get out there in the streets. They want you to make harm on each other so that you, the people, start begging for a remedy from the government. Hey, we'll come in here, we'll fix it. And if we can't fix it, we got the UN. We'll bring them in too. Think about it. You're being played like a banjo.
They want you to respond because your response is confirmation to them that their puppet strings are still attached and working.
Yep.
Well, they create the problem, they watch our reaction, and they give us the solution, and everybody falls into place. This is it. This is what we've been talking about for years. We've been talking about this for years, and here we now today see it playing out. And don't forget the UK. Gaz is talking about the Yellow Hammer. Operation Yellow Hammer in the UK. So you have all this stuff going on in all the different countries, deliberately putting the people into extreme, you know, experiences where they have to basically no choice but to get out and revolution. They want the revolution. They want to be able to herd people into their solution. The plan is to get everybody, you know, so wrapped up, so insane, so crazy, so beside themselves that they'll turn to anybody, and the solution given them, they'll accept.
Well,
that's what,
you can already see it working, because all you got to do is watch the protest and the two separate sides of every single protest. You can see agitators in there. You can see law enforcement standing idly by while people are actually physically breaking the law, smashing in windows and hurting each other. They just stand back and let it happen. Who told the law enforcement to stand down and not get in there and stop this before it actually got out of hand? So with all these college states where there's colleges in there, you see all these protests going on. You don't see it in states where they don't got a college or places where they don't have a college. You see it in college towns all the time. Democrats versus Republicans, red versus blue. People get triggered by something as simple as the color of a hat. And so they're out there basically doing the bidding of the people who started the mess to begin with. And you'd be in jail for a fraction less of what these officials and even the media has even done. You'd be in jail for less than that. What was you saying, Barry?
I was just talking to a gentleman in the East Coast, guys, and I don't know if Duke's aware of some of the things that are going on out there right now, but there's some entities that have mixed with the local population that are really perpetrating the Antifa agenda big time in the East Coast. My buddy was actually attacked by them about 3 weeks ago, and they broke ribs on his body, and his son was put in the hospital last night, in intensive care right now. And all that my friend would tell me is a couple gentlemen of Mideastern descent attacked him and put him in the hospital last night. And this is happening on the East Coast. I've also talked to a few other people out in the East Coast, names I won't mention, but they're telling me the same thing, that this kind of stuff is going on and none of it is being talked about on mainstream media, guys. I didn't mean to change the subject, but I was just a way of talking.
No, it's all part of the same picture.
It's all part of the same
plan. It's all part of the same agenda.
Just like the California fires, you have 90,000 people ordered to evacuate in Northern California. Where are these people going? 2.35 million people's electricity is going to be cut off by PG&E, who just basically admitted that their faulty wires caused this most recent fire. And then you have a satellite video that somebody put up last week about some fires. There's all calm on the front, and then suddenly explosions started to happen, and then the fires started. Five explosions, five fires.
You say direct energy weapons?
Yeah. Do you say direct energy weapons?
They're getting the strongest.
Exactly.
Barry, I've been taking notes here while everybody's been talking, so I'm just going to pop three things off, and then I'll be quiet. Number one, Barry, not that many months ago, you kept telling me, well, when is war coming? If war is coming, when is it coming? Have your friends on the East Coast entered into war yet? Are they in war yet? Has war come to Canada yet?
Well, next question.
The government, the people, the elites, the cabal, the globalists, they don't care how we die, whether we kill each other or we give them an excuse or justification to kill us. The writing is already on the wall. All you have to do is look at the Georgia Guidestones, and it tells you that the population has to be reduced down to somewhere around 500,000 people. A whole lot of us have to die to do that. They are going to achieve their manageable population one way or another.
They've been doing that incrementally all along.
Yep.
They've been taking out the populations, and all these things that you see happening are all manipulated. All these fires, the floods, the various other things from Katrina down the road. It's all just manipulated, yeah. And you're right, there is war going on, and somebody even in a headline about California said they are in the middle of a war.
Yeah. I think we are all in it. At the very least, it's one massive information war. I think we're actually living in World War III, and we don't realize it because it's not your conventional type of war. It's a war against your mind, for your body,
well,
your soul.
It's like I said earlier, it's the silent weapons, the silent war, and we don't even know it. That's what's going on.
When did Hitler start World War II? When he fired shots at Austria or Poland? Or when he sent his Nazi youth movement out to pull books out of libraries and burn them in town squares?
Long before that.
Are we at that point now in our point in history?
I think so.
That's what we're talking about. We're at war, aren't we? Obvious.
Control of the internet is the equivalence of a modern-day book burning. If you're censoring sites and you won't allow people to be recognized for their own points of view, then that's the equivalence of a modern-day book burning. Whether it be blogs or videos or whatever, Google and YouTube has the power to decide who gets seen and who doesn't. That's a pretty powerful deal. And the Facebook does the same exact thing. So all these mainstream social media networks aren't there to ensure that you get a chance to speak out. It ain't YouTube like it used to be YouTube, that's for sure.
Well, just read the Communist Manifesto or study Sal Zelinsky's rules for enslavement of the human race that basically dominates the minds of most of our political elite. And you'll understand what's going on. We're only one major false flag attack from the complete shutdown of freedoms as we know them right now. And I honestly believe that. And that's a little tool they have in their toolbox that they could unleash on us anytime they want. And false flags work very effectively to gain control of the public. We know that.
Oh, yeah.
So beware.
What I feel is there's something more. I hate to say
it. There's nothing over the realm of their possibilities right now.
I feel that they haven't given us the final, the final solution, their final solution. I mean, they're really pushing us from all different directions. You can see that, what's happening throughout the world and the people in the streets and the people dissenting and so on, and this various weather control things, mind control stuff. I think the big one is yet to come.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
I can't disagree with any of you.
The world.
I can't
disagree with any of you because the writing, like Duke said, is on the wall. I mean, they're basically telegraphing what they're going to do to you before they ever even do to you. The bad thing about it is most of the people out there, the average Joes, are buying right into every bit of all this propaganda and craziness, and they're doing the bidding of the same system. Look, Jerry Springer made lots of money because he was smart enough to realize that if he could get two different people on the stage and whisper in one of their ears about the other guy and do the same thing to them, they could get out there and they put on a show. And you see the crowd over there going, Jerry, Jerry. Well, that's exactly what... We got the Jerry Springer effect on crack going on around this world. And it's insane. And how do you break through that? Huh?
Well, either it's going to be the ETs are going to finally show up, and then everybody's going to freak out, and the Armageddon's happening incrementally, and then the Savior will come. Of course, all these are false things, and everyone will fall into place and bow down because they'll finally be free, and everything will be all right. But it's the frog in the boiling pot.
Well,
slowly.
Whoever wrote that book that a lot of people despise sure did have a lot of knowledge of the future prior to its actual deal. I talk about what Paul Harvey said back in 1965. He explained it out, and of course those two books that you mentioned earlier about Brave New World and 1984, those are pretty insightful as well, but it talked in that book about wars and rumors of wars and plagues and famine and pestilence. And man, if we're not seeing that today, even if it turned out that it had become a self-fulfilled prophecy, somebody was pretty wise to put those words down, and maybe as a warning, or hey, this is what we're going to do to you, or whatever. But the people, they got to figure something out real quick. Each one of you is a piece of that puzzle, and until you figure out that you got to come together, because I feel like my God, our Creator, however you want to think about it, I'm not going to try to step on any spiritual toes, but as far as I'm concerned, each one of us were given a gift. Each one of us were given a little bit of skill that, you know, if we came together, there's so much that we can accomplish. And the whole concept of the dark side versus the light side is we have to be separate. We have to be perfect strangers. Otherwise, we will not comply to what the system wants us to do. We have to be complicit. We have to give our consent to allow them to continue to take us down this road that we're on. And you only have to have just a little bit of common sense to understand there's been a whole lot of wars in the past. It was you and I out there fighting them. And when I say you and I, I'm using you and I as we the people were out there fighting those wars. It wasn't the ones that started the wars that were out there sacrificing their life and their families and all that kind of stuff. It was you and I. And until we figure out that you and I have that doggone power combined, and I'm not talking about under some one world government or some one world ideology or politics or anything like that. I'm talking about you, the average Joe, not falling for the scam to the extent where they come out there and get you fighting each other and then are able to justify their actions and enact martial law and basically take control that you will never get back. The moment that constitution's erased, you will never see it again, with the exception of those people like myself that clutch onto a piece of that paper so that if the apocalypse ever comes about, I can say, this is the way it was before they started this mess. This is what you had, and this is what you lost. You see what I'm trying to say here?
We're ahead of you up here, she says, because now we have a unseen coalition between the NDPs and the Liberals, and if you combine the seats of the two parties and add in the crazy Elizabeth May, and then of course the so-called conservatives will sort a lot of this, show what's going to come down the tubes. We're in a full-blown fascist dictatorship in Canada, democracy.
Yeah, right, and what now happens up in Canada is coming this way. I guarantee you that. If you're in the United States, you better take note to what they're going through. Just like happened to Australia and all the other nations out there, they don't have gun rights in Australia and Canada like we got over here. And the moment they lost all that, I tell you what, you thought it was going to be safe? Well, surprise, surprise, it's not as safe as you think it is. And then the day that you decide that your government is so tyrannical and you want to stand up against them, you don't have the tools to do it. And that's a fact.
The next thing you're going to hear out of the Liberal government is they're going to support the United Nations Small Arms Agreement.
Yep.
Trudeau signed us on to the United Nations Mass Education Program. They've already signed us on to the UN Mass Immigration Programs. The UN has got their fingers so deep into Canada right now that stop it is going to take a mass awakening of the people. And yet I still don't see it. I see it in a lot of people, but unfortunately most people in Canada are still in the matrix.
And it might surprise you just how many people would sell you out in a hurry, Barry, just to be when they finally got to the other side where it was like a total dictatorship, they had some sort of position of notoriety or power. What do you think?
Well, those people that are
his name is Peter Downing.
Yeah, exactly, Duke. Got to call him out for what he is, buddy.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I don't mean to interrupt here, Barry. You can pick up again in a second. I'm watching the clock, and I've got a couple of things I've got to get out and do. So before I take off, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for having me on again. I really love this show. I love coming and talking to you people. You expand my mind in ways, in a different direction. Every time I come on this show, you make me look at things in different ways. And to return that favor to you, you were just talking earlier about books, well-written, good books. And I would like to reference a book that we all know about. And in that book, it says that evil must proclaim its intentions to its victims. I point out that the Georgia Guidestones are a proclamation of intentions of evil.
Yep.
I would also point the general public, many of you may have already seen it, to something we call media. namely a movie called The War Games.
Yep. Mm.
Go watch and listen to the main character explain how her societies were ripped apart by the elite, pitted one against the other until there were none left to resist the elite. And the elite took over the world.
Yep, if you're busy
Welcome
fighting each other.
To War Games, ladies and gentlemen. And on that note, I'm going to say good afternoon and good morning. Thank you all for a lovely conversation.
All right, take care, Dick. Good to have you.
So, the elite has already taken over the world.
Yeah, with that
from
said,
way back when, it's nothing new.
You're
it's
true.
Just that people need to wake up about it.
We're down to that time again. Like I said, this is the time of the show that I just can't. I really never want this show to end because it's really informative. And the wisdom that shows up here, it just blows my doors off every time. So, with that said, Barbara, you want to go first with some last words of wisdom?
Oh, wisdom. Let me see, wisdom. Yeah, you know me. I always say, we talk about this stuff, and one thing that I know is very important is we must know what we are up against. We have to do that. We must know the enemy. And we must not fall into the doom and gloom. We must not allow ourselves to be taken into hopelessness and helplessness, because that's part of their plan, is to get us to do that, to give up and to get hopeless and feel that we are helpless. So I know that we are not helpless, and I know that it is not hopeless. But you must find that within your own self, and you have that within you. Everyone does. To me, that's my faith, that's my foundation, and my knowing that I have seen and experienced miracles, and I am not a doomer and a gloomer, and I have great faith, and I know something awesome and extraordinary is happening right now, and I believe really truly that this is a spiritual war. It is a spiritual war. It has been, always has been, and this is about our sovereignty, ourselves as human beings, sacred people, sacred children, and that this creation, basically, this earth is our home. Everything we ever needed was here, given to us. And yes, I know that there has been this plan incrementally destroying everything and wants to destroy our own sense of self, our own sense of well-being and power. And so I'm not playing their game, and I have not played their game in a very long time. Right from the get-go, I knew something is very stinky here. Something doesn't smell right. So we all have a power within ourselves. We all have a connectedness that is beyond imagining. So I have great faith. And all this information is very important. You must know your enemy if you're going to be in the battle. We're in the battle anyway, so it's better to know your enemy. That's all I'm saying. And it's awesome to be here with you guys, as always, usual. Thank you so much, everybody in the chat. Really good conversations today. Good to see your feedback. Mm-hmm. And lots of love. Duck shot.
Can't disagree with none of that. I got one last question to ask you, Barbara. As a person, you individually, who decides what you think?
Who decides what I think? Well, I have a connection. I have a connection, a greater connection, to what I call Creator, Great Spirit. You want to call it. In our way, our tradition is Wang Kantang or Takashila, so Creator, Great Spirit. So if I have to make a determination or a decision, I'm always in communication in that way, in that frequency, the highest frequency of what is good for the whole. And I ask basically how I can be of service to the whole, to this creation, to what I love so much. If that answered your question.
Oh, that answered it perfectly. So, what about you, Barry? And then I'm going to ask you that same exact question.
I live by the faith that I live by, and I believe in Yeshua Jesus Christ. I believe in what Revelation tells me about this particular time. I have recently started studying Bible numerology, and the numerology laid down thousands of years ago, the numbers add up to point to this particular time in history, correlated with everything else I believe in, what I stand in my life. I ask Him for faith and strength every day, and I know He has an influence in my life, and I know what He has written is going to come to pass. And I just ask people to look into your hearts and souls and connect with what you can find as a spiritual connection in the world. What I believe,
works very well for me. I know he's influenced my life. He's influenced my thinking. And I praise him for that every day. And that's where I'm in my life right now. We are seeing tumultuous times on the planet. We are going to see crazy times coming up. I know that's coming. I know that we're going to see absolute tyranny unfold on this planet. No matter what you are, where you are personally, you are not going to be able to affect the outcome of this globalist agenda that's being perpetrated on our planet. It's being ramped up. The power they possess, the tools they possess to dominate society is beyond anything that I've ever been able to comprehend. It is massive. And when they decide to unleash this on the earth, just prepare your spirit. Make sure it's in the right place, because nothing else is going to matter. That's my thoughts.
I agree, and I think we're all on the same page. You know, I let my spiritual beliefs, my faith guide my life, because I've seen a lot of terrible things in my life, and I want the better for everybody. And I honestly believe the words, to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I honestly believe that. And so that's why I stand my ground where I'm at. You know, folks, I asked you the question, who decides what you think? You have, been manipulated a lot throughout your entire lifetime, and you need some sort of spiritual guidance, some sort of something out there watching your back, so to speak, and to use that discernment to make right choices. And it's kind of hard to make right choices in a world that's gone so wrong. But don't you let that discourage you from your dreams or the things that you wanted. I feel like our Creator, our God, wanted us to prosper. Our God wanted us to come together to realize on our own that we are those pieces of the puzzle necessary to make up the big picture, and that together we can do amazing things. But as long as we're told that we're not to be individuals, or as long as we're told to think lesser of ourselves, we can never reach our ultimate potential. And so we're constantly pitted against each other. It is a spiritual battle. There is a dark side and a light side. You have to be blind not to notice this. And whether you're a believer in a higher power or not, you can see the writing on the wall of what the past track record of how you've been sent to war, and you've been sent to fight each other, and you've been sent to, do all kinds of terrible deeds and try to justify it because you were just following orders. I'm saying don't be following orders anymore. Don't be following orders that you know in your heart is wrong. And when it comes down to who decides what you think, at least, at the very least, decide what you think on your own with information that you gather in a responsible manner. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to let, if God whispers in my ear and tells me, say, hey, this is wrong, I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen to my heart. I'm going to listen to my spirit. And I'm going to stay true to that. That's the best I got. That's the only thing I can do, because if I didn't have, just like Barry said many times, if he didn't have that spiritual connection, and I think I even heard Barbara say that, we'd probably go nuts. So hopefully you'll find yourself on that spiritual connection. But either way, you still got each other. Don't ever forget that.
One more thing. If I didn't have that, I'd had given up a long time ago.
Yep.
Me too.
Me too.
Me too. Because what we see going on in the world right now, it tears us apart. It affects our soul. It affects everything about us that it's human.
Yep.
And look at the force of evil, how they're ramping up around the world, how the human spirit is under attack, how our families are under attack. Everything that we consider precious in life is under attack.
Right.
Multiple avenues, and it's rising, and it's getting insane. So, really, guys, that's all I can say. I see it all coming right now. I really do, and I'm not saying I'm the smartest cookie in the cookie jar, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to put it all together and look what's going on around the world and take it all into your head and run it around your brain, and it's just a very, very evil agenda that's ramping up, and it's going crazy right now.
Well, folks, I posted about 7 different videos in there, kind of like just kind of thought videos that talks about what you believe in, you become, and it's true. You go out there, you listen to some of these words of wisdom. It's amazing that even in a system that is so messed up, there are people out there that actually give you words of wisdom to let you know that if you don't believe in yourself, How are you supposed to? It's just like, if you're not strong, how can you be strong for others if you can't be strong for yourself? If you think so little of yourself, then you constantly tell yourself that you're worthless. My God didn't create any trash, only treasure. And so that means to me that each and every one of you is unique, and you are special regardless of what you've been told. But the thing that you have to understand is to keep that special portion of you humble and go out there and try to help one another to make your world a better place. You have that power. You honestly do. You have the power of the spoken word, the power of the written word, the power of your actions, and so much more. If you could only realize your true potential, just imagine what together you and I could become. We could make our world better. One positive pebble at a time, laying down those smooth paving stones for our future generations, all of our children and our children's children. We don't have to allow these nasty people to do nasty stuff to us. We can stand up right here and right now. Folks, if this show inspires you in the least, just please, please share the link. Copy this broadcast, because there might be some day when we might be illegal. We might not be lawful. We might not be able to say the things that we say on here. We say it because we have love in our hearts for each of us and humanity and all of you together combined. We do feel that connection with you every time we get to do this show. This is a blessing and an honor every time, every single time. Peace and love.
That stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh, one ant. Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss, they're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this? You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance whenever we're able. We do routines to call the scenes, to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are more mid-table. The many times we give and rhymes that aren't quite unsingable. We're rock and bad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm
to push the pram along.
We're on second
man.
Boat, let's not go to Camelot.
Ma'am, sorry.
This is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37, I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you ma'am.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would
realize... Please, please, good people, I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of
more... Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I am your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Shazam the Turbo! All rise for King Shazam the Turbo and the Knights of the Round Table!